best of the rest and 13 rising luck, 4 and 13. So that's the information for Doomben today. Now let's go to Oakbank in South Australia. It's the first day of the Easter weekend and we'll get some scratchings here. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, takeout number 1. One Post Journey is out. Race 2, number 1. Race 3, takeout 5, Monte Carlo. 13, Exalted Camber. 14, Black Wires. And that is it. Race 3, takeout 5, 13 and 14. Race 4, takeout 8, La Sava Wind. 9, Marco Polo. 13, The Engineer. And 14, The G-Train. 8, 9, 13 and 14 out of the 4th. Race 5 at Oakbank. In fact, races 5 and 6 are clear at Oakbank. Race 7, number 7, Exford Town. 9, Majestic Moment. 12 is out. Number 12, Spitfire Endeavour. 16, Exalted Lightning. 17 is also out. So 7, 9, 12, 16 and 17 out of the 7th. Race 8 at Oakbank is clear. And race 9, number 2, Muller. 8, Another Guy. 9, Cash Is Coming. 13 is also out. 16, Coolidge. And 17, Captain Parker. So they're the scratchings of race 9 at Oakbank. And I think there's only 9 races there. Even the TRS A side is playing up this morning. So, look, we got there in the end. It took us a bit extra with the Riser side being very slow this morning. But they are the scratchings for all of our TAB programs. In a moment, we'll start looking at Royal Randwick.
Tuesday morning, talk to Rom Duffercy, Dean Lester and the TAB's Glenn Munsey about all things carnival.
We had the star of the show in Winks.
On our talkback number, 135353. Hunter's Postmortem, Tuesday morning at 9 on Sky Sports Radio.
Dynamic Syndications with Gay and Adrian offer a Colt bred speed on speed. Buy I Am Invincible. Champion young sire injecting early speed into his progeny and setting record prices in the sale ring. From Moulin Rouge, a two-year-old winner of 8 races and twice stakes placed.
The I Am Invincible Moulin Rouge. The sire is taking all before him to be part of this sensational Colt.
Nobody trains two-year-olds better than Gay. Visit DynamicSyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
April is 5% extra discount month at astivita.com.au. That's a further 5% off the already discounted prices of up to 70% off on wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware, vanities, toilet suites, basins, baths and fridges. 2-year warranty, over 50 service locations and free delivery to most areas. astivita.com.au. That's astivita.com.au. Use the word radio for your extra 5% discount at astivita.com.au.
Be part of Victoria's premier weanling and broodmare sale, the Inglis Great Southern Weanling and Bloodstock Sale, June 18 to 21 at Oaklands, Melbourne. Entries close Friday, April 21. Info and entry forms at inglis.com.au.
Get trackside tonight at Wentworth Park
for New South Wales' biggest night of greyhound racing. Greyhound racing.
5 huge group finals will light up the track, including New South Wales' richest greyhound race, the Group 1 $250,000 Golden Easter Egg. There'll also be plenty of action off the track with live entertainment, activities for the kids and a chance to win some big prizes. Racing begins at around 7:15pm with entry only $10. For more details, head to thedogs.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet your love a $100,000 first four jackpot on the all-age stakes today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
8 o'clock, just after. This is Racing HQ Saturday. Glenn Munsey's about to join us. So too Ron Duffacy and Mike Fraser as normal. And Mark Van Gestel, the Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales, is on the line. Morning to you, Mark.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well indeed. We're on a heavy track with what we spoke about with Nevesh much earlier this morning. A heavy eight following that rain on Wednesday night that we just didn't need.
No, it was a significant amount of rain for Andrew, and I guess that'll probably, you know, the way we see it is probably similar to last week. We'll just see whether we get any improvement during the day and assess it as we go.
All right, so we're on a heavy eight. Where do we go for, mate? Where do we start?
Yeah, Andrew, starting the second race, Just a Blur, the Aubrey Stewards reported 24th of March. It was beaten 2.9 lengths behind Mosty's Menu, but it was held up for clear running for most of the early part of the straight. Didn't get out to about the 150 metres. It went for a run at the 200 metres and had to be steadied and disappointed, and it certainly should have finished much closer than what the form suggests there. In the third race, Andrew, Rock and Swing, Rosehill, 25th of March. Just shortly after the start, it was crowded for room and lost a bit of ground. Then making the first turn, it was inclined to race a little keenly. It shifted out, had to be checked away from heels, struck the running rail then about the 1,000-metre mark. And then under pressure in a straight, it was also inclined to lay out. So had a few things against it. The stable, we were given approval late on Wednesday afternoon for a cross-nose bend to go on. The tongue tie comes off, so it might just help our Rock and Swing settle a bit. Can take it into race five, and Rudy out of the Doncaster Prelude on the 26th of March. Beaten three lengths there behind Spectroscope, but it had difficulty obtaining clear running in the early part of the straight and had to be directed to the outside of the heels of another runner just inside the 300 metres. And then it was inclined to lay in as under pressure in the straight and became awkward on heels as well. So I thought it running the circumstances had merit and probably should have finished a little closer than the three lengths it did finish behind Spectroscope. Out of the race seven, Andrew, Lee remained. Doncaster got beaten 11 lengths on that occasion behind it somewhat, but we spoke to Hugh Bowman. He just said that from about the 600 metres, and it began to be held up more significantly in the straight. It was held up on hills and had lost a fair bit of momentum there. And Hugh just said in the circumstances, it found it difficult to pick up and to say, whilst it's beaten 11 lengths, Hugh Bailen thought in the circumstance it did have some excuses. Winkers go back on to Lee Remain today, so it might assist. And the final one to mention, Andrew, Marinostra at Rosehill on the 25th of March. We spoke to Hugh Bailen in respect to his riding. It was a day on that occasion where the inside was playing a little superior. And rather than coming out, he elected to go back to the inside and follow another runner through. Ultimately, he was held up for clear running in the early part of the straight before improving to the outside, where it did find the line reasonably well beaten, just on 2.3 lengths behind Spectroscope.
All right, so there's the summary of Stewart's coming out of previous racing. I don't want you to comment because Peter Volandis hasn't, but there's a story, an exclusive story on in the Sydney Morning Herald from Chris Roots that we could see racing over the Sydney Harbour Bridge around Everest time in 2018. That would give us something pretty unusual, Mark.
Oh, as long as they put up a couple of steward towers, Andrew, that'll suit us fine.
Well, you can climb up the top there, can't you?
Yeah, you can double up as a bridge climb.
I know that.
Good luck to you, Mark. We'll wait and see what happens with that one over the next months by the sounds of it. Mark, thank you for your time. Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Glenn Munsey does join us from tab.com.au. Morning to you, Munns.
Morning, Andrew. He's put one out there, the Rooter, this morning.
Yes,
I had to check whether it was April the 1st or
no,
not.
I didn't
think we had straight track racing in Sydney.
So for people that haven't been out yet and got their papers, Chris has written the exclusive Racing New South Wales Look to Hold Race Meeting on Sydney Harbour Bridge. Chris's article says that Racing New South Wales held a meeting with an English promoter last month who was keen to establish a worldwide street racing circuit. The Harbour Bridge is the dream location for street racing in Sydney on a purpose-built surface which can be quickly laid and removed. Racing New South Wales CEO Peter Volandis told Fairfax Media he would not comment or could not comment on the plans as they would be commercial in confidence. So It's a story that's been put out by Chris Roots this morning in the Sydney Morning Herald. A great story, and we'll wait and see whether it unfolds.
Yeah. Now, Ronnie, you'll remember this. Was it called Teletrack Racing?
Yep.
That proposal
years ago.
25 years ago?
Yeah.
That's what it was called?
Yep.
It was just supposed to be for TV, wasn't it?
TV only, and it was straight.
And this story also comes out of the UK as well. So there seems to be a bit more on it that this company are travelling far and wide.
Yeah. All right, I think Chris will have to go to the UK to do some more research.
Yeah, he probably will.
Coincide with the British Open or something like that.
Righto.
Very happy with that.
We're here today, all aged and champagne day. Beautiful clear skies over the top of Randwick, and the guys are going to take us right through the 9-race card, and Glenn's got all the markets from tab.com.au.
Yeah, well, they're back today, Andrew. We're talking about the Tab Highways, and they're kicking off the program. Today's Tab Highway is a Class 3 event over 1,200 metres, and we start with War Hero as the $3.50 favourite. Mercurial Lad, which has a near-cup blinker on and pacifiers on at $4.20. Formanaga Lad is an $11 chance. Attainment at $7. Tiger by the Tail is $9.50. Supreme Lad at $35. Atlantic Sentinel is a $9.50 chance. Mr. Bon Jovi's out, no deduction. Still Undaunted at $6. Always Flushed at $17. And Bandit Bell is a $35 chance. Not much activity at this stage on the Tab Highway. The best supported runner dollar-wise is War Hero in front of Attainment and then Mercurial Lad.
Yeah, well, the speed in the race, Always Flush from Barrier 1 is going to hold its spot. Mercurial Lad will come across and posse up just behind it. And I think the other one that will go forward for Maniga Lad could sit outside the lead. And then a couple behind that will be Still Undaunted and the top weight War Hero. Ty Anglin's going to have to press on there and, you know, get into the first five.
Yeah, I agree with all that. Look, I think it's these horses at the top of the weights that I want to be with. And Mercurial Lad's the one for me. He's trialled, or he's had to trial since those two erratic wins at Canberra and Goulburn, and comprehensive wins they were at that. I think he's a very talented horse. He's just got to get his mind on things. He's gone back to the trials with those little gear changes there, and it seemed to work with him. So on his best behaviour, I think he's the horse to beat. I think War Hero's the danger. Look, he's surprised running third in that Gosford Guineas at big odds last time. His previous run was in the Derby Munro. That was just outclassed behind Darren there. So a big drop in grade suits a horse like him here. Nine, Still Undaunted. Missed the start and still got the job done well last time. Look, just that it's 1,000 metre, 900 metre form with this gelding, but he does look to have more upside than most here. And best of the rest is four, Attainment, who backs up quickly. There's a couple backing up quickly from Monday at Goulburn here, Attainment and Tiger by the Tail. But I'll mark them 2, 1, 9, and 4.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the 9, Still Undaunted. Lightly raced, has had two runs from a 54-day break. The first one at Cowra bounced the lids and went straight to the front. It was a pretty fast run, 1,000-metre race, and kept on with it. And then, as Ron said, missed a start at Scone, sat back and wide, coming back in distance to 900, but still really did attack the line strongly, especially over the last 140 metres to get up just before the winning post. So that tells me it's probably the 1,200 is going to suit it, seeing it was off pace at 900 but still ran through the line. I would have been concerned if both wins had been on pace. The fact that one was off pace sort of makes me a bit bullish to think it can run the trip. Nine on top. To Mercurial Lad, all the reasons we just discussed, that Ronnie just pointed out there. Both wins were good, back to the trials at the Sapphire Coast, and did look good there. Three for Maniga Lad. Gets on pace favours here. It gets a really good jockey. Slight query about it in the wet, but its recent form's been really good. And the top weight War Hero got the job done in that Class 1 at Scone, then went around in much stronger races in the Derby Munro and the Gosford Guineas. Obviously, this is a massive class drop, but it has got 59 kilos. 9, 2, 3 and 1.
Darren Flindell calling there, and he likes in the first War Hero, number 1, to beat 9, 2 and 4. 1, 9, 2 and 4 in the Tab Highways, back after a little bit of a recent break. To race 2 here, Glenn, it's over the 1,200.
Yeah, the IGA Liquor here, the benchmark 81, where we start with Believe back at the races today, and it's a $21 chance. Almighty Girl with blinkers on, and glue-on shoes on the front there at $9.50. Just a Blur at $35. Canny Essent, $3.70 and favourite. Untamed Diamond at $10. Burra Doo at $14. Nudie Rudy at $4.80.
Louis CK 12, Sweet Serendipity 21. Yuma Desert is a $6.50 chance. Quick Feet out this morning, 4 cents a win and 5 cents a place. Il Mio Destino at 21. Knit and Pearl is a $12 chance. Easily the best supported runner here is Canny Essent. Went up as much as $6. Was into 380 by yesterday. Opened 370 this morning. Second pick, not a great deal here between Believe and also Yuma Desert. And right behind them would be Louis CK.
Yeah, there's a little bit of speed in this race. We've got horses like Sweet Serendipity that can bounce the leads and press on. Il Mio Destino can hold a spot from an inside draw. And the other one there, Untamed Diamond, first up, is another that's got plenty of gate speed. And then you've got other runners that are looking for spots behind them, like Nudie Rudy, Humid Desert. So, look, there's a few can go forward here number-wise, and there's a few that have got a bit of toe. So I'm tipping it it'll be a solidly run race.
I agree, and this may be the race that tells us if there's any bias or pattern on the day, I'd suggest. Look, I'm very keen on Canny Essent here. I'm a little bit shaky if the track's playing in close or on pace, because he's probably going to get back a bit and have to come to the outside here. But I really think he's got him covered with fitness, with form, and everything, really. He's a horse that's always promised plenty. He's 2 from 3 for the new stable. The soft looks okay for him. He has won at this track at Randwick, and he looks beautifully placed in a benchmark race here. I thought he was the bet of the day, just with reservations of track pattern. 7 Nudie Rudy's the danger. I liked his trial under a hold recently. That little bit of his wet form sparks a few concerns, but she's... Look, she'll race really well fresh here. Her fresh record is 4 preps for 3 wins and a third. That tells you the story there. Untamed Diamond, number 5. She is a genuine mare. She only had 1 run off last preparation. I thought she was great, and she looked very sharp winning that recent trial. And 2 Almighty Girl. With the blinkers on today, look, she was well tried last start there at Rosehill. Strips fitter here, drops in class, and just maybe little wet track concerns with her as well. So I think Canny Essent holds all the aces here, bar racing style. 4, 7, 5, and 2.
Yeah, as I said earlier, you know, I've based all my selections and around how I think this track's going to play, and I've gone with Nudie Rudy here, number 7. As first up, it's won 3 from 4 thresh. Lovely barrier trial at Rosehill, maps well. Slight concern, as Ronnie said, on the soft, but it's only had 1 slow track run and 1 heavy track run and wasn't that far away in both of them, so I'm not going to really pen it on that. Certainly going to get run of the race stuff to suit it. To beat the 10 Yuma Desert, another that's first up, gets the rail, does like to give in the ground. Should have won first up last preparation at Rosehill, and its 3 other fresh runs have been quite good, so I'm looking for an improved run from it. This roughy Il Mio Destino, a bit hard to catch this horse, a bit of an in-and-out horse. If it can return to the effort 2 runs back at Canterbury, where it won a 1250 metre race there, it's drawn to be in the first 3. It's got the claim, it's going to carry no weight at all, and it certainly does get through the ground, so big tick for it. It's a place chance more than anything else. And number 2, Almighty Girl, she's fit of the 2 runs back. She was wide at Canberra first up. And she was in the worst ground, second up in the birthday card. So blinkers go on, and she just needs a little bit of luck early to get to the right spot. Interesting race. I've left Canny Essent now. I've got the greatest respect for the horse, but just if I think the track's going to play the way I suggest, I can't have it. 7, 10, 12 and 2.
Darren Flindell likes Canny Essent, the 4 to beat 5, 7 and 1. 4, 5, 7 and 1 in race 2. First of our group 3ers today, Glenn comes up in the 3rd.
Yeah, the Mostyn Cooper Group Frank Packer Plate here, where we start with Akatua, favourite at $2.50. Veladero's a $7 chance, Mongolian Wolf at $3.50. Captain Duffy's at 10, Rock and Swing with a cross noseband on and the tongue tie off at $13. Violate at 18, Screamer at 10, Rock de Casbar is a $17 chance, Kunming at $151, and Earized is a $101 chance. It's all about Akatua here. He went up as much as $2.80. That was in the all-in book, and he's now a $2.50 chance. Daylight is second pick, and that honour goes to Screamer.
Yeah, speed in the race. Well, I think Valadero will press forward from barrier one and take up the running. A favourite, Akator, can drop just in behind it. Captain Duffy can hold some sort of a spot. A couple of queries. Where is it? Rock to Casbar. Got on the bit at Wyong the other day, but whether they press forward with it or try to ride it cold. And, of course, this horse, Mongolian Wolf, showed some speed in a couple of races in New Zealand. So they're the query runners, where they go, but I'm tipping that number two will take up the running.
Yeah, he was a little aggressive in blinkers last time, but I agree he'll kick up from one there. Look, I want to go a bit wide here with Rock and Swing. He's been a horse I've always had a bit of time for. I really like him. He's still learning. But I would think he looks value in a race like this. I know he needs a few breaks, but at least he has a 2,000-metre run under his belt now, and I think fourth up here at home, I want to be with him. I think Akator is the obvious danger. He was a month off prior to that dominant performance in the Carbine Club, so he set up lovely here and does map well. Mongolian Wolf. Look, I think he's protected in the market at this stage. I think they're very wary because of all the Kiwi form. Look, Ginger Nuts has got plenty on him. But, he is a horse that adds a little bit of interest to this race. He's been purchased for a fair bit of money. So, obviously, they think he's a horse that could win a race like this or even train on to Brisbane or may even be a spring horse. And Valadero, the best of the rest, who... He went much better with the blinkers last time and certainly should hold that form now. I'm 5, 1, 3, and 2.
What do you think, Mike, in race three?
Sorry, guys, I'm with the favourite, Akator. I think he's going to, you know, box seat perfectly. Ron made a really good point there. He was a month between runs last start when he won at Randwick. He's obviously got to run the 2,000, but he's going to get run of the race stuff to suit him. And in a race that doesn't look to have a whole heap of pressure, his wet track form is sound, and he ticks all the boxes for me. To beat number four, Captain Duffy, this horse has had the three runs back. He got into the worst ground in the Tullock Stakes at Rose Hill when he was a well-beaten third, but I thought he still performed well. If you look at his form last preparation, he was 9th, 6th, 11th. They took him to Geelong at 20-1, and he absolutely toweled him in that race there and at his fourth run back. So... fourth up here today, I think he's ready to improve dramatically. Two Valadero for third, should be rock hard fit now after four good runs back. He gets on pace favours, and he's got the right jock on board. And at number three, Mongolian Wolf, look, I'll put him in for fourth. His effort in the Avondale Guineas was sound. His New Zealand Derby run, well, a Derby run, I should say, you have to forgive him on that. He covered plenty of ground in that, so that was a forgive run for me, but... he is pretty hard in the market, which is, I think they've got him way, way, way too short. 1, 4, 2, and 3.
Darren Flindell likes 1 to beat 5, 2, and 3. 1, 5, 2, and 3. And I think with Mongolian Wolf, the market is tight because of people reading that New Zealand form.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
A few of those bookies have been burnt by those, you know, the Oaks.
The
Kiwis,
yeah, exactly.
Well, he went up 360 on Monday. And he got into as short as 3.20,
yep.
And he's back there as a $3.50 chance now. Okay. And just looking, people like investing on him, where he sits in that race there, as I get to him now, he's still third pick. He's a long way away from Akator, but, okay. You know.
Well, even Darren said this morning, you know, I've hardly got to know him.
Yeah, yeah. You know as much as what I do. Yeah.
He's arrived on the doorstep.
Well, that's the first three back with the fourth race, the Tab Hallmark, after the break.
Sky Sports Radio brought you all the thrilling moments of this year's championships at Randwick.
10 Group 1 races supplied the very best in racing.
And the stars shone brightly with some extraordinary performances.
Yes! There's history! Chautauqua makes it 3 in a row! That is unbelievable!
Woo! That was just... he's incredible, isn't he?
Bringing you the very best in New South Wales racing. Sky Sports Radio, 10:17 a.m.
Our next caller, Jack, has something to say to a special loved one.
Yeah, mate. It's the horse. Criterion? Just love him. Backed him at the Queen Elizabeth Stakes in 2015, blew the other horses away, and raced straight into my heart. Love you, Criterion.
Stunning, Jack. It's easy to love a bet this all-age stakes day because we've got heart racing offers on all the biggest races. Bet you love that.
Almost as much as I love that horse.
Tab. We love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
Get trackside tonight at Wentworth Park
for New South Wales' biggest night of greyhound racing.
Greyhound racing.
Five huge group finals will light up the track, including New South Wales' richest greyhound race, the Group 1 $250,000 Golden Easter Egg. There'll also be plenty of action off the track with live entertainment, activities for the kids and a chance to win some big prizes. Racing begins at around 7:15pm with entry only $10. For more details, head to thedogs.com.au.
To celebrate Easter, Bingley has special
Easter eggs.
Sure, in every Bingley store you'll find special
Easter eggs.
No, Easter deals. So why?
No eggs?
No eggs.
Is the Easter Bunny coming?
With these deals, you think Santa's coming.
I love Easter.
You love chocolate.
Mum, I love your idea of great Easter deals at Bingley.
You love chocolate.
Mum, Bingley is making Easter special. But sorry, no Easter eggs.
But there's great deal more in store.
Excludes Asco and Miller.
Punter's Postmortem talks carnival racing Tuesday morning at 9.
This is Racing HQ Saturday. We're previewing every race at Randwick today. Beautiful clear skies. The gates open at about 10:30 for members, 10:45 for the general public, and the surrounds look magnificent. Can't wait for it to all unfold. Ron Duffacy and Mike Fraser tipping you the winners, and Glenn Munsey. Well, Glenn, this is the Hallmark, sponsored by...
Oh, Tab, Andrew, of course. And just in case Riser doesn't work when you get to it, there's a late scratching at Kembla, race one, number 12. Okay. I just spoke to the bloke who pedals the bike there, and he tells me it's a late scratching. All right, so the Tab Hallmark here, race four on the program. We've got Takedown as a $6 chance. Mighty Lucky at $61. Red Zell, $3.40. Counter Attack's an $8.50 chance. Santa Ana Lane will wear earmuffs in the pre-parade only at $13. Federal is a $10 chance. Clearly Innocent out this morning, 8 cents a win and nothing the place. Hellbent, $3 and favourite. Royal Tudor, $31. And Den Magic with the blinkers on is a $13 chance. Easily the best supported runner here is Hellbent. As Jared told you, the people on Thursday night, Hellbent and Red Zell went up $6 each of two. In the all-in market on Monday, the final field market, Hellbent was $4.60, Red Zell was $3.50. He's been backed all the way in now to a $3 chance. He's roughly a third of the investment on the race so far. Second pick is Red Zell, third pick is Takedown.
Yeah, well, the speed in the race is, this is one's pretty easy. I think Red Zell rolls to the front, the top weight Takedown will hold some sort of a spot behind it. And then it's a bit of a guessing game. Royal Tudor, they can go forward if they so desire. There's enough room for it to get across and get into the first two or three. But away from Red Zell and Takedown, Ronnie, I struggle to find much pressure behind them.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that. Look, I'm with Hellbent here. I think he's found his price now, though. He was fast from disgraced in the William Reid, the Group 1 race behind Silent Sedition. He's raced well at Randwick here in the past. I would think he'd nearly have to be in the finish here, but 2-1 or $3 is about where he, and maybe no shorter than that, put it that way. Takedown, interesting to say, Gary says that he might just improve with the run this morning. It was a very nice trial win. He's a tough bulldog who never lies down, and it'll be similar here. I would have preferred him on a touch drier track. Counter Attack's the big improver here. I like to disregard straight track form. He's had 5 weeks since. I like the fact that Chris let him win a trial, and he may be a different horse on a wet track round a bend here. And if he finds his old form, he'll win this race. And Red Zell, no knock other than the 1,200 metre box where he hasn't ticked two starts at the distance and never run a place. But he looks a stronger horse this prep, and he does get favours in the run here, but 8-1-4 and 3 for me.
Yeah, look, I'm going to stick with Red Zell. I think he gets the on-pace favours. Both runs back this prep have been terrific. He was good in the Challenge, he was good in the Galaxy. He does have to tick the 1200 box. I was just looking at his 1200, the two runs he had. One was at Gosford after he'd won at Randwick, and the Randwick win was pretty much a career best performance. I'm thinking he may have gone a little bit backwards there. The other 1200 metre run, he was up on the speed and in slightly inferior ground. I was very bullish to hear Peter say he's a more mature and stronger horse. And if he does get the run of the race favours up front, I think he's going to be hard to beat because his wet track form is quite good. He on top, Takedown for second, nice trial win. His fresh form was good. He maps great. He did win the shorts fresh last preparation. He is slightly better on top of the ground, I do concede, but, you know, if he's in the right spot tempo-wise, he should be able to have a kick. 8 Hell Bent, no knock at all on the horse, bar run-of-the-race stuff I'm a little bit worried about. And number 6 Federal, another one that's first up here, trialled quite well. He's won 2 of his last 3 fresh. He will get back, but he's got that beautiful inside draw, and if he can suck up behind them and pop into some sort of a spot, he could run on quite well. 3-1, 8 and 6.
3's also the fancy for Darren Flindell, Red Zell, to beat 1, 8 and 4. 3-1, 8 and 4. And obviously, guys, by race 4, we're starting to get some sort of feel on the pattern, I guess.
Oh, 100%.
Den Magic is the other one, isn't it? If they're doing something a bit different to what you think, might maybe Den Magic coming down the outside. You just never know. We've just got to monitor those early races.
Exactly right. Exactly right. As I pointed out earlier, this is the 3rd week in a row we've raced at Randwick, so it doesn't take much to tear the track up. And that's no knock on the people that prepare it. You can put 3 meetings down anywhere in the world and the track's going to get out.
Yeah, no, fully understand that. And they've got the big test, haven't they? They've got the transfer meeting here next Saturday, the Sydney Cup.
That'll
and
be
then the quick turnaround into Anzac Day, 3 days later. So, it's going to be tough on this track. Righto, to race 5. This is the JRA plate, the Japan Racing Association plate over the 2000, Glenn.
Yeah, sponsored by Sharp, where preferment won't be there today. 3 cents a win and 4 cents a place of deductions for him. Rudy is a $12 chance. Sons of John at 15. Astronomos, favourite, $2.70. Green Sweet, $7.50. New Tipperary, $4.40. Big Blue with a lugging bit on and a tongue tie on at $9. Happy Hannah's at $6.50. Slow Pace with winkers on at $41. No Doubt came out yesterday. 4 cents a win, 5 cents a place. Floodlight out this morning, no deduction. Top of my list at $35. Bring Luck is a 50-1 chance. Best supported runner in the final field market here has been Astronomos. He could have had as much as $4.60 all in, open $3.50 in final field. He's a $2.70 chance. Second pick, very little separating New Tipperary and Happy Hannah. And Happy Hannah went up as much as $15 in the all-in market on Monday.
Not a lot of pressure here. I think Sons of John will kick forward from an inside draw and hold some sort of a spot. Top of my list will come across and posse up somewhere there. I think New Tipperary from a wide draw can press forward if they so desire. It can get into the first 3 or 4. And this Godolphin runner, Big Blue, showed a little bit of speed in some of its trials. And if some sort of a pattern has been established, Tommy Berry, he's quick to grasp these sort of things. And maybe it, Ronnie, could come across in a forward spot.
Yeah, I didn't know what to think of Big Blue. One thing I did notice, he was the first horse backed on Wednesday, Glenn, or was that an adjustment? Are you holding much money on him? I just thought, no, not first up, but the money's telling me, well, the fluctuations are telling me different, that he's better than what I've seen.
Well, his fourth pick, money-wise, he went up, well, he 15 in the all-in market, 9.50 final field. He was 9.50 to 9 straight away on Wednesday. And in the all-in market, there wasn't a bean for it at 15. So it was interesting that they wanted to take 9.50 straight away final field.
Okay, I thought I might have wrote down a 15 final field there actually, but I could have got that wrong. Look, I'm a Happy Hannah fan. I'm always been a fan of her, and she just presents beautifully. Third up, this is the race that they've had their eye on all the way. And I would have preferred a little bit more speed up front for her, but I don't think it'll matter at 2,000 metres. I remember in that Matriarch at the end of the spring there where they walked and she was back last that day. It was an incredible performance off a slow speed. I think if she arrives in that sort of form here today, that just give her an even break and clear running, she can be right in the thick of things here. Astronomos, similar. He's right at the top of his game. He's got all the favours here. He loves the track and distance, 3 for 3. The conditions are perfect for him, and I think he'll be even a tougher horse than last time. Of the others, 6 New Tipperary. Talk about tough horses. He's an adaptable sort who could roll forward and make his own luck here. He's a real trier. I would have preferred a drying track for him as well. On a dry track, he probably would have been near top pick here. And best of the rest, and I'm a huge improver here just with racing style, is Sons of John. I think he's capable of dashing from the front here. 8, 4, 6 and 3.
Yeah, great little race this. I'm going to stick with the Fave Astronomus, even though it's going to get back Craig Williams on board from Barrier 1. Once again, I'm just looking for him to get the right run and get into the right spot late, but I think he's a deserved favourite. As Ronnie said, 3 from 3 this track and distance. His wet track form, he really does grow a leg in the wet. And I think he probably should have won the other day at Rose Hill. Jason Collett didn't really do anything wrong. If he just had waited another 20 yards, he could have got up inside them, but then he was forced to get out of the centre of the track there, which was the no-go zone, and I thought he battled on really well for that good second. I've got him on top. Look, I've thrown the Queenslander in Rudy for second. I think 2,000 does sort of stretch him a little bit, but he's been luckless both runs back. As our chief steward pointed out earlier, he was luckless in the Doncaster prelude. He maps well. He should be at peak fitness here, and he certainly does like the soft ground. So he's my second pick. 5 for 3, this horse, Green Sweet. Both Australian runs have been good. He was beaten a lip on debut at Rose Hill over 1,900 up on the speed. Then he got back in the Albury Cup and stormed home to well, ran on well to win. I think if he goes forward here and gets into the right spot, he can acquit himself well. And for fourth, New Tipperary, pretty much for everything Ronnie pointed out there. He's racing super, the horse. He was luckless in the Ajax when beaten a lip, and his Doncaster run in the worst ground was very, very good. 4, 2, 5 and 6. And I'm going to have a big watch on that Big Blue. I was quite impressed with some of its trials, and it looks to have a really nice action. So I'm 4, 2, 5 and 6.
It did actually go up $15 in the final field market, Big Blue, and not big money. But it was interesting. No one wanted to back it all in, and as soon as the final field, they took $15 straight away, and that's why they've given the twist in. And as I said, sits fourth pick overall in the race.
And John's kept it in the race too. I mean, he's only scratched one of the others, but he was weighing up whether to run given the track conditions.
Interesting horse.
Darren Flindell likes Astronomus number 4 to beat 5, 13 and 6, 4, 5, 13 and 6 in the Sharp Japan Racing Association plate. We get to the big group ones now, Glenn. Race 6.
Oh, one of your favourite fancies, Andrew. The Mowat and Chandon Champagne Stakes here. You drink it like tap water. We've got Invader here as an odds-on chance at $1.90. The Mission is an $8.50 chance. Esther Arc is at $11. Ace High at $18. Reflectivity at $26. Abiro at $17, minus his two front Ballarats. One More Honey at $13. Whispered Secret at $5. Memento at $26. And Nashville Skyline is a $61 chance. All about Invader here. He did go up $2.30 in the all-in book, but that was with Frolic in the race. There's one customer's got 10,000 on him at the $2.30. He took a multi with a horse to run a place at Gosford on Tuesday, and that horse was scratched. So he's on. Money goes on to Invader at the $2.30. But since he went up $1.90 in this book here, you can't lay another runner. Miles away, second pick is Whispered Secret.
Speed in the race. Well, there's two maps here. There's the map if the Mission comes away cleanly. He's been a little bit tardy, and he was badly away the other day. If he jumps, he'll go to the front for sure. I think the other one that'll press forward is Esther Arc. And then you've got horses like Invader holding a spot from a good draw. Abiro, also drawn nicely, could sit outside him. And the other one that's got a little bit of pace is One More Honey. But if the Mission comes away cleanly, I expect him to lead.
Yeah, I think most people agree with that. He did, like you said, he did come out a bit awkward the other day. Look, I can see he's the go-to horse here, Invader, but I just can't get him that short, and I'm shocked that you say he's the only horse they want, because you could spec a few here. I've gone wide with the throw at the stumps here with Abiro. As you said, he's missing his two front teeth. He knocked them out during the week. That won't worry him. I thought he was beaten by a very nice type at his debut in a horse called Merchant Navy, and then he went from 1,200 to 1,500 at Mornington. Here he is here, and I thought he was tough. He's still raw, and what I love, look, he's a pretty astute character, this Matt Laurie. And what I like about him, he says, okay, we'll get over the border there, and we'll give him a trial at Canberra. He looked to be on the right leg. It wasn't a competitive trial, but he went to the line hard, held pretty well under a hold, winning. I like what I see from this horse. I think he's a real improver, and he could get 25-1 here, and I'm specking him for sure. I think Invader's the obvious. good, tough competitor. He got the job done well in the size. He's had the right prep. Everything's fallen beautifully for him. Whispered Secret, she's back to the scene of the crime from last week with similar conditions. Pretty hard to knock her. And actually, there's a bit of a line with a Biro
Well, you take Esther, right? You take
Toga Pictor.
Toga Pictor and Whispered Secret.
And Toga Pictor run to second.
Yeah. And Merchant Navy's no slouch. No, he's behind.
They've got a good rap on that horse. And Best of the Rest, I would thought would be One More Honey. Now, I'm a great fan of John Thompson, setting horses for races, and I'm sure he's had his eye on this race ever since December, Boxing Day, when she won that maiden at Randwick. She was 5 weeks between runs going into the size. That was nearly impossible to do on that track. So she'll be a much more tougher horse here today. The other horse that I want to have a look at here is Reflectivity. He's a lovely, big, strong horse. He's on fresh legs here. I know he's 1,200 to a mile, but I just respect Team Hawks with a horse like this in this race. 6, 1, 8, and 7.
Yeah, I can't get away from the fave. His form's pretty faultless. He's had five good runs as prep. Got the job done in the size. He maps beautifully once again with Huey on board. His wet track form is immaculate. He's just got to, you know, tick the 1600 metre box, but I can't see that really being a problem here. And I know he's short, but I can't get away from him. I've thrown the mission in for second, number two. I've always had an opinion of this horse. It's Paul Perry, trained galloper. He got the job done with on-pace favours in the Sweep of Essence. Two runs back at Rose Hill. Look, I thought his run on the size was terrific. He blew the start and then he went round. He was forced to sit wide. He made that run where you couldn't make the run from the 750 to the home turn. He was still there at the 200, not far off them. He gave out a little bit late and you know, still was trying hard. I think if he comes away cleanly and gets on-pace favours and if the track plays the way I think it will, I think he's going to be in this race for quite a long time. One to beat two, 7-1 More Honey, comes out of a tough run in the size and its previous form was quite good. And for fourth, number eight, Whispered Secret, come a long way in a short time. She's on the back up from a Fernhill win last Saturday. The one thing she's got the advantage on the rest of this field. She has won at the mile, so she ticks a box there. Just needs run-of-the-race stuff to suit her. She's a bit awkward on my map. 1, 2, 7, and 8.
1, 2, 7, and 8 for Mike there. And for Darren Flindell, it's 8 Whispered Secret to beat 1, 6, and 3. 8, 1, 6, and 3. That's the Mowat and Shandon Champagne Stakes. In a moment, we'll look at the other Group 1, the All-Aged.
The Interstate Form Preview is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll have a $100,000 first four jackpot on the All-Age Stakes today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Tuesday morning, talk to Rom Duffercy, Dean Lester and the TAB's Glenn Munsey about all things carnival.
We had the star of the show in Winks.
On our talkback number, 1353 53. Hunter's Postmortem, Tuesday morning at 9 on Sky Sports Radio.
April is 5% extra discount month at AstiVita.com.au. That's a further 5% off the already discounted prices of up to 70% off wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware, vanities, toilet suites, basins, baths and fridges. 2-year warranty, 50 service locations and free delivery to most areas. AstiVita.com.au. Use the code RADIO for your extra 5% discount at AstiVita.com.au.
The champions of racing face off for one last day at Schweppes All-Age Stakes Day, Saturday, April 15 at Royal Randwick. Celebrate the finale of the Sydney Carnival with the Group 1 Schweppes All-Age Stakes and Mowat and Shandon Champagne Stakes. Buy your tickets to experience hospitality and entertainment that can only be found in Sydney. Visit www.theatc.com.au.
The Penrith Mazda 2016 plate clearance is in its final days. This is your last chance to get an amazing deal on a 2016 plated Mazda, including the VT50s in our Mazda Youth Centre, with over 50 youths on display. Come and see the Mazda specialists for unbeatable deals. Hurry, don't miss out. Penrith Mazda has over 150 vehicles on display, so come in and grab a bargain. Penrith Mazda, 2016 Mazda Master Dealer, family owned and operated, Mulgoa Road, Penrith, just off the M4, MD18808.
Punters Postmortem talks carnival racing Tuesday morning at 9.
Tuesdays, oh, Ron says. This is Punter's post-mortem on Tuesday morning.
I'm a scratching.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
golf, is it?
No, I've got something on.
He misses a third, and he won't be back on.
That's
managed
well,
by
I've
higher
got,
than
I've got news for you.
This is Racing HQ Saturday. We're on Sky Sports Radio, Sky Racing 1 and Sky Thoroughbred Central. And we've got two Group 1s, and this is probably the biggest of the two.
Yeah, because this is sponsored by Schweppes. The All Age Stakes, it could be renamed the Pepsi Max All Age Stakes. Now, remember, $100,000 first four. I haven't eaten an Easter egg to save the money there, so I've thrown in $100,000 for the first four. And we start with Le Romain here with the winkers on and the synthetic hoof fillers back on today at $4. Redkirk Warriors at $9.50. Japanisma at $26. Voodoo Lad at $6.50. McCreary with the blinkers on at $8. Famous Seamus back at the races today at $101. Jungle Edge is a $16 chance. Tavachi at $9. English at $3.40. And Divine Prophet with blinkers on, but the winkers taken off at $13. Easily the best supported runner here is English. She was 460 in the all-in market, opened 4 in the final field market. She's into 340.
And we should mention that she was passed yesterday with a vets examination by Racing New South Wales. She'll be looked at again when she arrives today.
Yep, and second pick is Le Romain, and third pick is Tavachi.
Yeah, this is a pretty easy speed map. Jungle Edge, up to 1,400 metres, just cruises to the lead. Le Romain will come across from a wider draw. Should posse up just behind it. The other two there, Redkirk Warrior. Japanisma can hold a spot at 1,400. And I'm not sure where they get with Voodoo Lad or English, but, you know, they both, their normal racing pattern is to sort of, you know, get into their rhythm. So Jungle Edge leads easily.
Yeah, I could just see English and Voodoo Lad being much closer from those inside draws today, but that's just, I just thought they were the two that might pop on Jungle Edge's back with Le Romain coming across, but that's open to interpretation. I'm a big Tavachi fan here. I loved his run in the TJ Smith. He was against the bias. He was wide. I know the winner was wide there, Chautauqua, but Chautauqua's Chautauqua. He just pulled something special out there. But this horse got lost on the turn. His wheels were spinning, and then he gathered himself up, and I thought he was quite good sectionally considering the circumstances. I think 1,400 is ideal for him at this stage, and if he gets a card into this race at the right time, although, you know, this is a weight for age race, and I suppose the TJ was as well, I think he's right in this race. He's massive overs. I think Voodoo Lad's his danger. He lost his position with a slow start and gave away his barrier there in the TJ Smith. I thought he was quite sound. No knock on English. When I say a query at 1,400, I know she won this race last year. But is she a query on a heavy eight at 1,400? I think maybe she is, but considering the circumstances here and the turn of speed that she's got, she's certainly probably a deserved favourite and a deserved good chance as well. And Le Romain, no knock, he's the class weight for age horse of the field here. Nothing went right in the Doncaster, and he has to be given another chance. You know, his form prior to that, he beat Chautauqua and he ran second to Winks. That's clearly top class form. I'm keen to spec Tavachi here, 8, 4, 9, and 1.
Yeah, I'm with Le Romain. We just pointed out there he won his first two runs his prep here at Randwick. He ran second to Winks. He had a luckless run in the Doncaster. He missed a place fourth up last prep and then went to Flemington and won impressively in that mile race there. I know he's back to 1,400 here, but, you know, Chris has got that little gear change with the winkers on. And I'm just assuming that Huey's going to go forward and get into the right spot, and he'll do me. Look, I know he's not a weight for age horse, Jungle Edge, but he gets on pace favours here. He's clearly the best wet tracker going around at this meeting. I'm banking on the bias to suit him. He'll run a cheeky race for a long time. He probably can't win, but he certainly can run a place, being in front for quite a long way. For third, Tavachi, number 8. He's had excuses in both runs back from a 42-day break. Slight issue with where he's going to be in the run. But, you know, we are getting later into the day. And, you know, maybe they will be able to, you know, close a little bit there. And for fourth, number 2, Redkirk Warrior. He won well first up in the Newmarket. He was asked to do a fair bit, jumping second up to a mile in the Doncaster, totally unsuited by the double bias there. He's drawn a map well. I think coming back to 1,400 metres is also a bonus, and there's a realistic chance he could bounce back also. I'm 1, 7, 8 and 2.
Race caller Darren Flindell likes English to win the Group 1 number 9 to beat 8, 4 and 7. 9, 8, 4 and 7 for Darren in race 7. And Glenn, don't forget that first four jackpot, 100,000 in the All Age today.
Yeah, and well, you'll know by race 7 if you want to be on horses up on the speed, or you're going to throw in those horses that'll get back in the field and swoop.
Let's move to the JHB Car Stakes, race 8, repeating Lilac Lane for Bryce Hayes. Number 15 is Jay Ford.
Yeah, the McGrath Estate Agents here. So Raymond, the toppy, is the favourite at $4. Diddums at $4.80. Prompt Response at $4.80. Zenalicious is out, 4 cents a win and 5 cents a place. My Country is an $8 chance. Zumbalina at $10. Invincibella at $6.50. Gibraltar Girl is out, 4 cents a win and 5 cents a place. Smart Amelia, a $9 chance. Siren's Fury out this morning, 4 cents a win and 5 cents a place. Hector Pascal out yesterday, 2 cents a win and 3 cents a place. Fleeting Strike, 61. White Moss out this morning, no deduction. Grundalina is an $81 chance. And the bottom one, Lilac Lane with winkers on, is at $31. Looking through what's happened here, final field, easily the best supported runner is Invincibella. Did go up $15. It's now a $6.50 chance, but it was an $8 chance before all the scratchings this morning. So just got a little trim up with all of the scratchings there. Second pick would be Raymond, and third pick would be Prompt Response. And you got a stack of scratchings today, Jason Coyle, evidently celebrating that Bulldogs win last night. And thanks for the tweet, Jason. Yeah, he got into me last night. But you got a stack of scratchings. He's still got runners at Kembla, so he's just playing down a bit.
Yeah, okay, the speed in the race, well, we've got this horse, Fleeting Strike, the roughie there, can hold a spot from barrier one. We know Diddums will press forward from a good draw. The favourite, Raymond, the top weight, I should say, Raymond, has got a little bit of work to do there from that awkward draw to get into the right spot. And Prompt Response, now, it boxed seated behind Diddums the other day, and Blake's also another rider that's, you know, he's going to have to just do a little bit of toing and froing to get into the right spot, but they're the four I've got going forward in this race. So a little bit of the heat's come out with a couple of those scratchings.
Yeah, tricky race. You know, all the form's coming out of the PJ Bell, and that was the road. We had the inside bias that day where 1, 2, 3 all tagged each other along the rail, and then you can make cases for the horses out wide that did something, and you can make horses excuses for any way you want to look at the race. You know, it all depends how you perceive the bias on that day. Look, the way I want to look at the race is I know Prompt Response had every possible that day, but I think she paraded with 3 lengths improvement up the sleeve. So I want to gamble on her. I want to forgive Raymond because she was the even money favourite in that race and she was 3 deep, no cover. I want to double tick Invincibella over racing out wide and still finishing off. And Diddums, well, just the dominance of the performance, you just can't disregard. The other one is My Country, of course, who did a lot of work in the run as well. Real trap, 3172.
What do you think, Mike, in the car?
I've got the same numbers. I just flicked them around a little bit. I'm going to go with Diddums again. Should get run of the race favours to suit itself, as it did the other day. It gets a tick for the map, gets a tick for the wet. Just has to run the trip, but, you know, I think it can do that. To beat number 3, Prompt Response, as Ronnie just said, tag the winner there all the way, got into the right spot, and does run the trip, there's no doubt about that, and does handle the wet, just needs run of the race stuff to fall its way. The top weight, Raymond, you've got to give it another chance. It was 3 wide on the speed all throughout that run. Didn't get any rest at all. Did give in a little bit, I do concede, but form prior to that was good. And number 7, Invincibella, you know, was totally unsuited in the run there against the double bias, and I thought it battled on really, really well. 2, 3, 1, and 7.
Boxing numbers similar. Darren Flindell, he likes Invincibella, number 7, to beat 3, 1, and 2. 7, 3, 1, and 2 in the car, race number 8. Race 9, the last, Glen, is over the 1,400 at 5 past 5.
Yeah, just checking, Andrew, the sponsor of the last, the Hong Kong Jockey Club. And we got Fabrizio. He's actually here today at $3.80. We've got Morris with a nose roll on. They've taken the glue on shoes off the front and they're taking the lugging bit off as well at $11. Marinostro's a $12 chance. Pajaro at $14. Moher at $10. Ruling Dynasty back as a gelding today at $61. Lofty's Menu at $21. Sought After at $12. God's in Him at $7.50. Duke of Valentinoir at $6.50. Kellyville Flyer $21. Careless at $15. Be Like Dad at $13. And Lanciato out and well documented at $2.37 this morning. 8 cents the win and 8 cents the place. Good to see you checking up what time Mark Newnham gets out of bed. Best supported runner in the last.
I was asked by his wife, all right? Wanted to text. She texted me and wanted to know what time he gets up.
What about he said, 2.37 or whatever, as my son was coming in as I was going out. I've done that a few times with my dad. One day I woke up, he got in the car to go to the track. I was asleep on the back seat. He thought the robbers had come to get him or something. I was only just getting home.
Come on.
Best supported runner here is Sought After. He's $31 ahead of Fabrizio. Third pick is Be Like Dad, so they're getting a little bit wider in the last.
Yeah, so this is a really tough race, but I think Fabrizio, the top eight, will roll forward. Moher won't be too far away. Be Like Dad. Careless has got gate speed and can sort of come across and get into a nice little spot. Marinostro can hold some sort of a spot from barrier one, and I think that's about it. Or maybe Sought After won't be too far away. You're going to have your work cut out for this race, Ronnie. There's a lot of fresh horses, so fitness edges will be paramount.
Yeah, I thought I may have been the only one to find Sought After here. Interesting to say, well, found most of the early support here. I want to be very forgiving for a first up run in the Star Kingdom, where it was just sort of a sprint home with Jungle Edge there, and her wheels were spinning. I was thinking this may be a drying track by the last, after another warm day today. You're just trying to read between the lines. Maybe that's not the case. So that's probably a little negative for her, although she has handled soft tracks in the past. I love the trial since. She just went to the line unextended there. So 1,400 at home, second up, in the right spot, ridden aggressively here. I see her as a real big improver. I think she's a good mare. I think the danger's number 10, Duke of Valentinoir. Surprised to see him so much speed in that trial. It's not like him. One for Brizio. Well, a few trials should have him ready. He's the class horse of this field. And two, Morris, another one. Surprised. First run for John Thompson, but showed brilliant speed, finishing speed in the trial. 8, 10, 1, 2.
Yeah, I think this is clearly, well, as far as I could see, it was the hardest race of the day. I'm going to go with Marinostro here. I thought it was a tough effort first up in the Doncaster Prelude. Went a good third. He's got some second up form. He's got the rail. He's got the claim. He's a really good wet tracker. And as I said, he has got some second up form. In a tough race, I lean towards him to beat the 13, Be Like Dad. This horse has got a fitness edge on a few of these. He's won two from two off a little break, both on wet tracks, up to 1,400. Can map well. And there's another that really does like the wet. For third, I've thrown in number 12, Careless. First up here off a 54-day break with two trials. Should go forward on the map. His form prior to the little break was good. With a win this track and distance. And the top weight, Fabrizio, no knock on him at all. He's had three trials. He's won two from three on heavy. He's likely to map quite well. He's just got to lump the 61 kilos here by race 9. Tough race to finish the day. I'm 3, 13, 12 and 1.
Darren Flindell likes Fabrizio number 1 to beat 5, 2 and 3, 1, 5, 2 and 3 in the last. Darren's best is race 5, number 4, Astronomus, race 5, number 4. What about you, Mike?
Look, I haven't got a best. All I'm doing is, as I say, if the track plays the way that I predicted it early, and if it does unfold that way, I think there's quite a, I've tipped a few favourites, but there's quite a bit of value in some of those other runners. So look to see how the track plays. If it plays that way, good luck, and some of them should race well.
Yeah, let's hope so. Good on you, mate. Good luck today.
All right, I'll see you guys in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, see you, mate.
Look forward to it. Mike Fraser there. What about you, Ron?
Look, I don't want to bet towards bias until I see it unfold before my eyes. Yeah. So I always treat it as fair. On a fair track, race 2, number 4, Kenny Essen is the best bet of the day. And we'll sort it out after a few races, what we really think. We'll stay tuned.
Okay. Monday, don't forget, we are on radio on Monday. Sky Sports Radio between 6:30 or from 6:30.
Is that a collective we? Or
no,
is that
that's just you and I.
Yeah, right. Okay.
The collective we is just you and I. We're going to be joined by Ray Thomas.
And a special guest.
Lizzie Jeltz.
Yeah.
She's going to jump in, and she does a good job.
Yeah, she's
She'll threaten. She's already said, I want to be on the big time Saturdays.
She is very excited.
I said, well, just hang on a sec. Ron and Mike do a pretty good job, but if you continue to take public holidays off, we're going to have to look at this. Monday, Canterbury, we'll be on air from 6:30, and we'll be joined by Ray Thomas and Lizzie Jolse with Glenn.
There's a disciple, 100 each way sought after, and the same customer had 100 each way a biro about 5 minutes ago.
There's a good one. We've got to go. Thank you, Ron. Enjoy today, and we'll hear you and see you right through the day.
Beauty.
Ron Duffersey there, and Glenn, you're going to stick around for our radio and Sky One audience to have a look at Caulfield. Sky Thoroughbred Central, the previews on air at 10:30.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Chardonnay, by De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
Hop into Woz Design Furniture this Easter and save 25% of all furniture and homewares. Ends Monday. Visit ozdesignfurniture.com.au for store locations or shop online. In Sydenham, we've that multiple vehicle accident. Princes Highway, our railway road, has been cleared. Traffic is getting back to normal. If you're off to the airport, it's very heavy on Marsh Street and Airport Drive inbound at the moment. Give yourself extra time. And at Enfield, lights are flashing yellow. Liverpool Road at Cosgrove Road. Looking for better number plate ideas? Ask the new My Plate Maker. It suggests available plates personalised for you. Try it today at myplates.com.au. I'm Solomon Gates, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Every morning, Sky Sports Radio brings you the best form analysts previewing race meetings around Australia. With the races starting earlier this week, Racing HQ will have 2 hours of previews on Wednesdays, Thursdays and Fridays from 10.
I've got 5, 2, 1 and 8. I'm a big Glen Hall fan here.
Including Greyhound and Harness from 10:30. It's the best way to start every punting day. Racing HQ, here on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Get trackside tonight at Wentworth Park
for New South Wales' biggest night of greyhound racing.
Greyhound racing. 5 huge group finals will light up the track, including New South Wales' richest greyhound race, the Group 1 $250,000 Golden Easter Egg. There'll also be plenty of action off the track with live entertainment, activities for the kids and a chance to win some big prizes. Racing begins at around 7:15pm with entry only $10. For more details, head to thedogs.com.au.
The Vobis Gold Yearling Sale produces graduates such as Malaguera, Burning Front and Polanski. All yearlings are nominated for Super Vobis and eligible to be nominated for Vobis Gold. April 23 at Oaklands, Melbourne. Catalogue at english.com.au. The Interstate Form Preview is brought to you by TAB. Bet you love a $100,000 first four jackpot on the all-age stakes today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Yes, Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing One are with us right through until 10 o'clock here. And, of course, a major day with Nick Quinn in the Sky Wayne screen right through the afternoon with all the tab markets and, of course, with Tony Brazel. Brett Devine from the Australian Turf Club. Brett, we've been forced to bring down the, what's it called, Glenn? The
shutter.
The shutter over our window because the sun is absolutely going to burst through. Awning is going to burst through over the next half an hour. It's a glorious start to All Age Stakes Day.
Absolutely. Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Munns, and to all the punters out there. Look, the sun has burst through. You look out there, all you can see is absolutely clear blue sky. It's a picture-perfect, sensational day in Sydney. Perfect weather, and perfect weather for Royal Randwick for everybody to spread across. We've said before, all those fantastic areas and the lawn areas for members and for the public, down all the way down to the Ledger Lawn, the Octagonal Lawn, and around the Theatre of the Horse. Friends, for members who have attended both days of the championships, and there are 2,634 of them, a special bonus today when they go to Royal Randwick is $50 loaded onto their membership card. So a reward for loyalty there for the last 2 days of the championships. Any member that looks out the window and doesn't think they're doing anything today, get to Royal Randwick and enjoy not only the sunshine but the long weekend. It's $5 now forever for pensioners to get into the races. No more than $5, so reduction in price there forever. And, of course, we've mentioned before, but we say it again for all those people going for the first time, and tell your friends, tell your fellow members, 33%, up to 33% cuts in food and beverage prices right across the race course. So the ACC's done a lot of hard work to make it more affordable for everybody, including families, to go out. Look, it's the long weekend, Benz, and I haven't even mentioned two great Group 1 races. Look at some of the racing we've had over the past 5 or 6 weeks at the Sydney Autumn Carnival. Unbelievable moments that'll go down in the memories of those that have seen them live for a long time. Don't miss more Group 1 racing today. And a very quick reminder that we've got free entry on Monday at Canterbury Park for families and for everybody to go racing on Easter Monday if you can't make today. And don't forget another big Group 1 next week as well at Royal Randwick, the Sydney Cup, Schweppes Sydney Cup.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be magnificent today and again next week with that Sydney Cup and Monday with Canterbury, as you said, free admission and big preview here on Monday morning. Thanks a lot, Brett. We'll talk to you later in the morning.
Thanks, Andrew. Good luck to all the punters.
Brett Devine from the Australian Turf Club. Let's turn now to Caulfield. It's an overcast day in Melbourne. We'll get more on that in a moment. Good four and the rail at four. Race one, take out 9 and 10. Race two, the scratching is number four. The third, take out 1, 2, 3, 8, 9 and 17. 1, 2, 3, 8, 9 and 17. The fourth, take out 3, 12 and 15. 3, 12 and 15 out of the fourth. Race 5, 6, 12, 14, 15 and 19. Race 6, 12 and 14 are out. Race 7, number 13. Race 8, 13 and 18. Race 9, the Easter Cup, take out 6, Tom Melbourne, and then 15 and 19. 6, 15 and 19. And race 10, 10, 14, 15 and 20. And Dean Lester, happy Easter to you, Dean.
And to you, Andrew.
How's it look for the farewell of Greg Miles?
Yeah, they haven't missed him. Plenty of big fields all day. It's a massive meeting, and all systems go.
And Mark Hunter, good morning to you. On my picture here, it says overcast. What's it like there in Melbourne near Caulfield?
Morning, Andrew. You've got good mail. It's overcast. It's cool, but it will turn out to be a nice day.
Okay. All right, let's hook into them with 10 races to look at before Dean jumps in the car and heads to Caulfield. Glenn Munsey's with us from tab.com.au. Glenn, the first race, the Jack Elliott, is over the mile.
Righto, Andrew, we've got You Long Baby here as a $15 chance. Catch a Fire at $8.50. Lady Selkirk at $5.50. Amarilla 12. Mar Jones' favourite $3.50. Stella Etoile at $9. Hot Ruby at $5. Qualates a $4.50 chance and Scratch the Bottom too. Best supported runner here overall is Mar Jones in front of Amarilla. Third pick would be Lady Selkirk. Not a bad betting race the first with only 8 runners.
Dean, how do you see it?
Yeah, you couldn't really put the pen through any of them, Andrew. I'm going to go with a bit of value with Amarella here. I just thought that she's had the 2 runs in, looks to be going okay. This is her best track and distance. I think she's got a good hope here from 8 Calate. I think she'll get a really good run with a lightweight, can be competitive, doesn't look a high-pressure race. Mar Jones won very easily last start. And it certainly seems as though she's back in form, but she has mixed her form a bit this campaign. And Stella Etoile, the visitor from Tassie, she's got a good finish on her, overcame a track bias to win last start. 4, 8, 5 and 6.
Yeah, it's a tough race, just typical of the day. I've actually got the same 4 numbers, just a different order. I'm going to tip number 6, Stella Etoile, who will probably get back in what looks a moderate run race here, but it's got a good turn of foot, it's going well, and just needs a little drag into the race, and I think it'll let down really well and go close. Beat number 5, Mar Jones, who bounced back to form last time, should get a lovely run from the draw. 8, Calate has got a chance with a claim, and 4, Amarella. It'll probably be back there with Stella Etoile running on hard at the finish. 6, 5, 8 and 4.
Greg Miles likes 5, Mar Jones, to beat 8, 3 and 2. 5, 8, 3 and 2. We spoke with Darren Weir earlier, and we didn't go through all of the Melbourne, but he certainly mentioned Mar Jones, that he felt that it could give us a kickstart this morning. Race 2, the Bill Collins handicap.
Yeah, the accurate one. We've got Al Parsom here as an $8.50 chance. Divine Red at $14. Easy Beast at $3.50. Hove Actually is a scratching. Many Rewards, $3.20 in favourite. Premio Memento at $7.50. Under Oath, $6.50. John's Revenge at $31. Red Core at $7. Well, this has been a very, very good go here, Easy Beast. With a full field, Hove Actually was a $9 chance. This went up $14. Easy Beast was into six by yesterday, opened 3.50 this morning, 3.50, yeah, and it's got three times the amount of money on it than the bottom one, Red Core, and they totally dominate. There's not a bean out of any other runner.
Okay, it's for Richard Lamming here, Easy Beast, Mark. Any thoughts there?
Yeah, look, I'll put it on top. I don't really like the race. I won't be getting involved. Easy Beast, seen a couple of trials. It goes very quickly. It should be first one down to the rail, and the way it trialled last time, it's going to take running down to beat number five, Many Rewards, who's had a few trials and trialled very well. It's got good speed also. Seven Under Oath, trialled against the older horses, trialled fairly, should get a nice run. And one Al Parson, one okay up at Wangaratta, that's suspect form, but did trial well our last campaign to say it would measure up to this. 3, 5, 7, and 1.
I'm going to go the other way. I think the first starters are major players, but I'm going to go five Many Rewards, who's trialled officially. He looks to go quite well. Easy Beast has got really good speed. If he can extend that to 1,100, he probably wins, but that's the little query. Nine, Red Core. Blinkers on, been gelded. He sort of hasn't had that long off, so Stable must be happy with him to press on after that. And maybe two, Divine Red, who was a slow trial at Cranbourne, but he wasn't really tested at any stage. 5392.
Goes with the favourite, Many Rewards there. For Greg Miles, it's 3, Easy Beast, to beat 5, 1, and 6, 3, 5, 1, and 6 in race number 2. All I can say is, Dean, Greg must have done the form yesterday for this, because he's been on Chinwag, he's done local RSN, he's been everywhere, Milesy, this week. He said to me on Thursday, he said, be assured there won't be as many comebacks as interviews that I've done this week. He's done a few.
Yeah, it's been quite remarkable. He's been on all the major stations here in the normal part of the news, not the sports section. He's been, he was about fourth story in on Channel 9 on Wednesday, so now he's certainly been, it's been well covered and deservedly so. I mean, he's been an icon for us down here.
36 Melbourne Cups. Whether it be ever done again, who knows? Matt Hill is starting at a tender age as a race caller, as a Melbourne caller. So,
well, he's 36, so he'd have to be still calling at 77. Andrew, I'll let you on. You can back him.
No, I wasn't. Someone asked me the other day, and I couldn't remember how old or how young he was. 36, no, well, he's not going to do it. So, look, it's a remarkable feat, and we wish Greg most sincerely all the best today. Well,
talking about feats, what about the man that the next race is named after?
You had two great callers at the time, didn't you? You had the accurate one, Bill Collins, but if you wanted that little bit of colour, it'd be Bert Bryant.
I saw a great photo during the week. There was a handing over ceremony type thing. Bert Bryant. It was 1940. Was it 1940 odd? Couldn't have been that far.
No.
Who was it?
Bert Bryant to who?
Someone handing the binoculars to Bert Bryant.
Oh.
Who did he take over from?
No, it's too far back for me. Too far back for me. Anyway, if you can please give us the market for the Bert Bryant.
Okay, thank you very much, Andrew. And we won't go into the story about Roy Higgins and
we do it every time we do this.
We'll start with Secret Blend here, which is TV number 4, is an $18 chance. Chase the Horizon at $6.50. Punt Club at $18. The Dynamo at $16. Go down to Schneller at $26. Star Stealer at $8. First Hand at $5.50. We've got Sir Mask at $23, Typhoon Jolie at $41, Grey Street at $12, Miss Vista, the scene stealer, Miss Vista, of course, with the big blaze there. She's a $5 favourite. Weather the Storm is out. Stringer Bell at $19, and El Sicario is a $6 chance. Miss Vista, the best supported runner here in front of El Sicario. Third pick a fair way away is Chase the Horizon.
Mark, how do you see race number 3?
Also, I see race 3 as a tough race. I'm going to go number 19, El Sicario, who I didn't have a lot of time for last campaign, but I do think it's come back a much better horse. It was unlucky last time. It should get a great run behind them, and just needs some luck in the straight and will go very close. To beat number 12, First Hand, who's trolled up well for this race. 5, Chase the Horizon, certainly good enough to win. Another one that's trolled up well. And 11, Star Stealer, who will need luck from the gate, but did run on okay last time. Tough race, 19, 12, 5 and 11.
I'm going to go with 5, Chase the Horizon. First start as a gelding, looks to have trialled up well. Races well at Caulfield, I think he'll be strong late off a good speed to beat 12, First Hand, who's trialled well for this. Looks a good hope. 15, Grey Street, I think drawn away from the rail a little bit will suit her, and she races well at Caulfield. And El Sicario, it was a good run at Mornington, he should have probably won there. He's just got to hold his spot and not over race. If he does that, he's certainly a legitimate chance. But for 5, it'll run well. 5, 12, 15, 19.
For Greg Miles, El Sicario, number 19, to beat 16, 4 and 12. 19, 16, 4 and 12 for Greg in race 3. Race 4 is the Spice of Thoroughbreds.
Yeah, I think First Hand might have even been in a Canterbury on Monday. But they can do that, the Hawkses. They can run them in different places. But the fourth here, which is the Spicer Thoroughbreds, Throstle, is a $6 chance. Another Coldy at $4.20. Then we down to Theo Delight at $21. Butch Kissity at $8.50. So Poised at $9.50. Just High for Luton at $8.50. Inspired Estelle, $14. Waterloo Sunset, $6. Plenty to Like, $16. Ten Happy Ladies at $10. Down to Nina's Ballerina at $12. Then we go to Armed and Dangerous at $51. And Captive Hero is a scratching. Not an overly vigorous betting race here. The most popular runners are the top two. Another Coldy in front of Throstle. Third pick is So Poised.
And First Hand was scratched from Monday at Canterbury to run here. Dean, how do you think it in race 4?
Andrew, I'm going with Waterloo Sunset. I'm trusting the Bendigo Guineas form. It was a fast race. Sort of Light's already come out of that race to win. And I thought Waterloo Sunset battled on well. Just got a good draw with Dwayne Dunn aboard to beat 8. Inspired Estelle, who had a very, very tough run. Long as that hasn't gutted her that last run. Back to 1,400 from a good draw, she could improve. 6, So Poised, another one through the Bendigo Guineas that can be competitive. And 11, 10 Happy Ladies. I think 1,400 will suit, has got some chance, but a really tough race again. 9, 8, 6, 11.
Also, I've had my coat tugged. Bert Bryant might have taken over from somebody called Tom Moon.
That's correct.
There you go.
Tom Moon. No, well, yep. I can remember Bert Bryant. I think we're all similar age. I can remember, well, Glenn's a bit older than me.
Oh, please.
But I can remember Bert Bryant, Dean, but I can't go back further than that.
No, Tom Moon was a long time ago, Andrew, if that's fine.
Yep. Mark,
race four.
Give us your Moon tips here.
Look, I'm going to go number 1, Throstle. I think it's a tough race. Throstle will certainly need some luck early from that wide gate, but I'll just go back to that run where it never had much luck behind Hey Doc. I just think that's terrific form for these races. To beat number 2, another Coldy, who's going well in Adelaide. This is a tougher race, but gets a nice run. 9, Waterloo Sunset, ready to win after 2 back from a spell. And 7, Just High for Luton, who was pretty plain winning on debut, but a terrific win at its second start. It might be a real improver. 1, 2, 9 and 7.
For Greg Miles, it's 2, another Coldy, to beat 5, 1 and 9. 2, 5, 1 and 9 in race number 4. Race 5, Glenn, the Jeff Murphy over the Sprint Trip, 1,100.
Yeah, Scarlet Rain here for Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott, shipped down to Melbourne, a $9.50 chance. Selenia at 10, Merriest, $6.50. Modern Wonder at 18, Moonlight's Choice at $21. If not now, when? Scratched. Moonlover, 7, Overstep, 9, Soviet Secret, 19. Get 'em Hell is a $23 chance. Clockwork Orange at 26. Showbender is out. Schnitty Kitty is $8.50. Scratch the next two. Artemis Rose, $3.90 and favourite. Rose Ahead at 31. Abriola at 26. And Miss Vespa is a scratching. There is $13 separating Scarlet Rain here and Snitty Kitty. They sit behind Merriest as the top three. So it's Merriest, Scarlet Rain, and you've got to say this correctly, it is Snitty Kitty.
I don't know whether you did. I want to go back and listen to the first one. Dean, what are your thoughts here on the Jeff Murphy?
Andrew, I quite like Merriest here. I think first up, down the straight, I don't think really suits her. She's since had a trial, looked to trial really well. Second up in the spring, she beat Whispering Brook and Sweet Sherry. That's really good form for a race like this. I don't think she's excessively weighted, and I think the speed on here will suit. I think she's got a great chance to beat 16 Artemis Rose, ran a record winning first up at Hawkesbury. Obviously, she's pretty smart and has since trialled nicely. Scarlet Rain getting away from the wet tracks back onto drier ground here. She can carry weight well and be up on the speed. And 8 Overstep, who's competitive in this grade. But yeah, I'm pretty keen on 3 each way, 3, 16, 1 and 8.
Then with number 16, Artemis Rose, I liked its win last time. I like the fact that it can come from behind as well. Hopefully it can take a spot just behind the speed here, just get a clear run at them and chime in at the right time and win to beat number 1, Scarlet Rain. I think if you take away that heavy 10 run where it probably just didn't handle the track, its form's terrific, it'll run well. 3 Merriest can certainly improve off that straight track run. And 4 Modern Wonder, back to 1,100 metres from a good draw, is not without some chance at good odds. 16 for me from 1, 3 and 4.
Greg Miles likes 4 Modern Wonder to bounce back to beat 7, 16 and 3. 4, 7, 16 and 3 for Greg in race 5. Race 6, the Robert Taranto, staying race this one.
Yeah, and the toppie here is Boom Time at $5.50. Araldo Jr. at 21. Hans Holbein is the favourite odds on, $1.90. The Little Engine 13, Genuine Lad at 81. Self Sense 7, Lux at 17, Try 4, 14, Like a Carousel 61, Hail Soriano at 17, Arch Fire 81, Transfer Allowances out. The Dominator at 19, and Felix Bay is a scratching. Only one they've shown interest in here is Hans Holbein. Went up 220 in a full field. The scratchings, well, Transfer Allowance was a $41 chance and Felix Bay was 35. So a genuine 220 chance into 190. Second pick, which is a stack of ground away, is De Little Engine.
Dean, race 6. Sorry, my apologies. Mark, race 6. I'll get it right here in a minute. I've buggered up the order a bit this morning, given one job and I get it wrong. Mark, how do you see race 6?
I don't want to take short odds, Andrew, but I'll tip number 3, Hans Holbein. It had the race put on for it last time at Bendigo. It'll probably win this race. It should be still on the improve. Draws wide. Just needs some sort of luck in the run. If it gets that, it probably wins. To beat number 6, Self Sense, who ran okay last time. It's got some hope. Number 1, Boom Time, never runs badly. And 2, Araldo Jr. I liked it more last week. They had an apprentice on. It had no weight. It's got the 56 here, but it is ready to fire. 3, 6, 1 and 2.
Yeah, I like Hans Holbein. I think he'll get the money. He was outstanding last start, and as Mark said, the race was put on for him, but he could roll forward here if he wants to and make it happen himself. I think he'll be very hard to beat from Boom Time, who's had a long prep, but he's racing well. Self Sense was a terrific run in the Mornington Cup, and he's obviously back to something like his best, and Araldo Jr., who sure will roll forward here and be very competitive. But, I think he'll win Hans Holbein 3-1, 6-2.
Greg Miles likes Boom Time number 1 for Bo Mertens to beat 3-6-4. 1-3-6-4 in race 6. Race 7, a benchmark 90 race here, the Dillon Constructions.
Yeah, we've got Rock for the Ladies here, another new trainer. I think it's had about 4 now, Rock for the Ladies. David Van Dyke had it, I think. Bjorn Baker might have even had it, and
Peter Moody
started with it.
Yeah.
Okay. Now with Darren Weir, and some of the people in this actually were in the ownership of She Will Reign that won the slipper. So Rock for the Ladies here, owned by the ladies, a $12 chance. Here we go. This is going to test me, this one. I'm going to go with Shah Hitzy.
That's
it. Is it close enough?
Spot
right,
on.
Thank you. $9.50. I was worried when I had the first look at it, especially after Snitty Kitty. Sebring Sun's a $6 chance. Centenham's at $35. Shakespearean Lass at $18. Gallant Harmony at $21. Rock and Gold $14. He's a Ripper $15. Tadai Tondo $18. Artie Shaw $19. Miss Gunpowder at $4.20. That's favourite. Lake Como at $5. Taikiato is out. Electric Fusion $101. And Gripple is a $41 chance. The battle's between the two picks here. More money for Lake Como than there is for Miss Gunpowder.
Dean, your fancy here?
Andrew, I'm going with Miss Gunpowder. First run for the Hayes Dabenig Stable. Seems to have trialled up okay. It's a very suitable race for her. She lost her way a little bit last campaign, but this is a really good option first up. Shahitzi from Tassie, he's winner of the Newmarket over there. He's quite a capable sprinter and he's good early in a prep, and he just tapered off at the end of last prep when he was tried over further. Sebring Sun was well ridden to win at Bendigo. Can just get that good blending run here with the speed on, and he's a ripper. They rode him back in the Hariba, and he's one of the very few horses on the day in the sprint races, especially to make ground out wide at Mornington. On the back of that, he might have some chance, but I'll put them in 11, 2, 3 and 8.
I like the Tassie horse here, Shahidzi. I think it just didn't fire over the longer trip at the end of last campaign. It's a really good little sprinter. It'll hopefully sit just behind the speed. It's got a good turn of foot, gets in well after the claim, and I think it's got a terrific each-way chance here to beat number 12, Lake Como, who flew along at Flemington to win, has got a good hope again. 3 Sebring Sun had the dream run last time but got some chance, and 11 Miss Gunpowder, who looks to have trialled up well for the new stable. Just want to see it deliver on race day now. 2, 12, 3 and 11.
Greg Miles likes 11 Miss Gunpowder to beat 5, 3 and 12. 11, 5, 3 and 12 for Greg in race 7. Race 8, we get to the two features now on Easter Monday, always at Caulfield. The Victoria Handicap, Group 3 race, as I say.
Yeah, Arod here is an $8.50 chance. Articus at 10, Hooked at 6.50. Kenja Wood at 12, Fast and Rockin' 19. Charmed Harmony 21, Hell of a Street $3 in favourite. Entirely Platinum 16, Rocket Commander 16. Master Reset at 18, Dan Zephyr 21. Turbo Miss at 19, Canny Anna is out. On Piccolo at $41, Petrology 26, Rhythm Despair is at $35. We go Give Us a Go at 41, and Broadway and First is a scratching. Best supported runner here is Hell of a Street. The favourite went up 380, 380 into 3. Second pick Hooked. Third pick not a great deal between Entirely Platinum and Turbo Miss.
Mark, race 8 for you, the Victoria Handicap.
I think my tips in the last 3 races, if they win, I may be able to retire. The odds of these on. Come from left field here with number 15, Petrology, who I think has trialled up well without the blinkers. It'll get well back, the speed will be on, and at big odds I could have something each way hit in a hard race. To beat number 3, Hooked, who was just ridden too close last time, get a lovely run here over the 1400. 4, Kenjawood, I think back our way, back on dry ground. I know it's drawn wide, but it's hard and fit, will run well. And 2, Articus, don't really know what to expect here. Looks like it's going well for Darren Weir. Wouldn't shock if it just charged straight over the top of them. 15, 3, 4 and 2.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Hooked. I thought back to this sort of grade, 1400 metres, getting a good run on the speed. I think it'd be hard to beat from Hellover Street, who was never going to lose last start. He'll be again up on the speed. I'm very wary of Articus. He seemed to trial okay recently at Ballarat, and he's obviously a quality horse. Big watch on him, and 12 Turbo Miss, the other weird runner. I think back to 1400 suits her at handicap conditions, and she can improve. 3, 7, 2 and 12.
Greg Miles likes the 7. Hell Over Street to continue on its winning way from Tassie to beat 12, 3 and 2. 7, 12, 3 and 2 in race 8. The other group 3 is race 9, the Easter Cup, and this market changed with Tom Melbourne coming out this morning.
Yeah, well, he was a $4.20 chance, Andrew, when he came out, and that price made him favourite. Yeah. So a dramatically changed market here. Labaz, the toppies, a $26 chance. Pornichet at $14. Extra Zero at $26. Grey Lions at 8, Jackanoid Bay at 16, Tom Melbourne out. Observational at 15, Dark Eyes at $8. Purple Smile 51, Goldstream 10, High Church at 12. We go to Second Bullet at $5.50, and that makes it favourite. Tarquin at 10, Double Bluff 35, Zazorceress out. Olonera at 16, War Legends 7. Transfer Allowance 61, an Unfurl is a scratching. Best supported runner overall here is Grey Lion in front of Tarquin, and third pick would be Observational. So as you see by that, they've got wide.
Dean, race 9, the Easter Cup.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Tarquin here, Andrew. Third up from a spell, third up in the spring. He ran well in the JRA Cup, which behind Real Love, which I think would be comparable to this sort of race. He looks as though he's coming up okay, and he should get a good run just behind the speed to beat 12, Second Bullet. I think he's a 2,000-metre horse. Whenever he's tried beyond that, I think he's vulnerable. He's back to 2,000 metres here. He's trialled well. 10, Goldstream, back onto dry ground. He's a good 2,000-metre horse as well. And Grey Lion, I'm just wary of him first run back from a Melbourne Cup preparation. Matt Kamani's horses seem to hit form pretty quickly. It's a watch runner. 13-12, 10-4.
Yeah, another tough race. I'm going with 7 Observational, who certainly did have the speed on at Bendigo to win, but it's got some really good 2,000-metre runs for this race. It looks to be going well again, and I think it's got a great chance. I think Munn's one of your favourites. Number 3, Extra Zero, has got a fantastic place chance. It was good 2 starts ago, then just does not handle wet ground. So forget that last run. It will improve. 4, Grey Lion, looks to have trialled well, looks to be going well. And 12, Second Bullet, who, a bit hard to follow, just might go well with time between runs. 7, 3, 4 and 12.
Greg Miles likes Gold Stream number 10 to beat 17, 4 and 1. 10, 17, 4 and 1 for Greg in the Easter Cup.
And interestingly, Mark, Extra Zero is holding twice as much the place as it is the win. He's $26 the win and $7.25 the place, and there's twice as much on him place only than there is straight out.
No surprise
there.
He's shocked
there, yeah.
Yeah. I'm waiting till he retires, because the management here keeps promising me an Extra Zero every year, and I'm just waiting till he retires. I think I'm going to finish with it.
Let's hope so, and let's hope it's not far away.
Retirement or my retirement, or
yeah,
the horse's retirement?
No, I was worried about your retirement. Race 10, the Bravo Greg Miles.
It should have been the Bravo Greg Miles Mile, shouldn't it? Because it's over 1,600 metres.
Oh, it is too, yes.
Yeah. And good luck to him anyway. He's a very, very nice person, Greg Miles. Great Esteem here is a $9.50 chance. Hazabeel at $10. French Emotion is a $4 favourite for Chris Waller. Longer On at 26, Nevis 11, Authoritarian 41, Lord Geranti 18, Nordic Flight at 41, Pemberley at $23. Manageress is a scratching. The Chairman at 8, Tick Tick Bloom at 18, Ormito at 12, scratch the next two. Plot the Course at 12, Sadaka at 19, Shards at 17, Curra at 11, and you can put the pen through Pay Up Bro. In the last tier, not the most vigorous betting race of the day. The order at this stage is French Emotion, Nevis, Longer On, Pemberley.
Mark, race 10.
I think this is the best each way value for the day here. Number 7, Lord Geranti. It's had 2 runs back. The first up, Zero, was quite a good run, despite the fact it says Zero. The second run was good. It's ready to fire. It gets in with 53 kilos after the claim. I just hope he can slot in 4th, 5th, 6th, somewhere there, which I've got him on my speed map. I think if he has some even luck, got a terrific each-way chance at odds. To beat number 5, Nevis, who I would imagine will fire out from the inside and lead and will take plenty of running down. 3, French Emotion, much better place this week at 1,600 metres, has got a chance. And 2, Hazabeel, who I thought could win last time. It was disgraceful. I don't know what happened there. If it can find its best form, it's competitive. 7, 5, 3 and 2.
Yeah, I'm going with 1, Great Esteem. I thought he'd sit outside the lead last week and maybe beat Nevis, and it's a similar scenario here. I'm going to go 1 to beat 5. I certainly agree about Lord Geranti. That was a fantastic run at Bendigo. And with the claim, he's well weighted. He's next best, and 11, the Chairman, who had a pretty quiet trial recently. His first up stats are ordinary, but they're always at shorter trips. He kicks off at a mile here. 1, 5, 7 and 11.
And for Greg Miles, he'd love to tip the winner of his race in the last 5, Nevis, to beat 3, 16 and 9. 5, 3, 16 and 9. And I just text Lloyd Williams, Dean, because they were galloping Sydney Cup horses this morning.
Yep.
For the rescheduled race next week. And he came back and said, I'll tell you on Monday. So we'll wait and see what happens with a sign. And maybe there's a fresh entry horse. I'm not too sure what it is. He's teasing me.
If Hans Holbein wins today.
Well, yeah, it could be. Yeah, exactly. So we'll wait and see on that. But what he said about Hans Holbein was, in simple words, as I get it back up here, you wouldn't believe, like him, promising. So I guess he's told us nothing new, given that it is going to start favourite in that 6th race today, Glenn.
Now, with these fresh entries into the Sydney Cup, the 13 horses were there, they have preference.
Preference,
they do
in
have
the
preference.
Ballot, yeah.
But a couple of those won't be
there.
Well, Bengal Mask has gone for a spell. And there's one other, which I'm just grabbing from my notebook from earlier in the week.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll tell you that in just.
But the rest of them have preference, and we can only start 14 maximum.
Yeah.
And Harlem
and La Sweetie Spirit are the two that I'm hearing so far that will be new entries in the Sydney Cup next week. So we'll wait and see what plays out. Getting away from all that, Mark, can you give us your best bet today?
I'll go the best, race 5, number 16, Artemis Rose, and my best value, race 10, number 7, Lord Durante.
Race 10, number 7, each way. Good on you, mate. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Thank you.
Mark Hunter there. What about you, Dean?
My best value is in race 5, 2, Andrew, but it's number 3, Merriest, and my best is Hans Holbein. I think short odds, but should be winning race 6, number 3.
5, 3 each way and 6, 3. What about up here, mate? Have you had a look at Randwick? We're on a heavy 8. It is sunny, but the general view is with the rain that they cop Wednesday night, this track will probably stay an 8 right through the day.
Yep, okay. I thought that no real tricks to the Champagne Stakes. I liked Invader. I think he can win again. I think Tabachi's great odds in the all-age stakes. I think he'll run really well. I thought he was pretty good in the TJ Smith second-best last section and probably in the worst ground.
Okay, and Duff tipped it on top earlier too. It was good late, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. Chautauqua, you know, bloused him around 11.98, but he was the second best home in 12.86. It was a tough race, and he ran well, and I thought, he could run well there.
Okay. Stuart Webb's horse is the other one. Won the Adelaide
Cup. Annus Mirabilis.
That's it. It's the other one off memory that won't be lining up.
Yep.
Yeah, it's gone for a spell as well. So there's a couple plus the sad story of Al Moonquith that won't be in the Sydney Cup next week, and we'll wait and see on those fresh entries. Dean, it'll be one special day. A lot of people looking upwards today for Greg Miles in the broadcast box. Let's hope it's a terrific day for him and we can back plenty of winners and enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. I'm sure it will be, Andrew, and we're looking forward to it immensely.
And that photo was on the RSN Twitter page.
Yep.
They said circa 1949,
okay.
Bert Bryant.
So that must have been Tom Moon.
The binoculars to Bert Bryant.
Yep. Okay. All right, thank you a lot, Dean. We'll hear you through the day.
Beauty. Thanks, Andrew.
Dean Lester there and Mark Hunter.
You would have been at university in 1949, wouldn't you?
1949, I was not thought of. I guarantee that.
Oh, sure. Yes, the way you look.
Mate, I've got to move on here. Thank you for your help this morning, and we'll do it again next week.
We'll do it Monday first.
Monday, of course. Yeah. Monday at Canterbury. Thanks a lot, Glenn. Glenn Munsey from tab.com.au. After the break, we'll be looking at Doomben.
Where else do you get 3 hours of racing and sport on a Sunday morning?
Nowhere else.
Be sure to join Jimmy Smith and Ray Thomas for the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. 7 through 10 Sunday mornings, right here on Sky Sports Radio.
Favourite ice cream?
Strawberry.
Species of cat?
More of a dog man.
Movie?
Easy. Die Hard. All of them.
Huh. Okay. Your favourite horse to win this weekend?
Well, there's Wildfire, she's a great filly. Oh, and then there's Black Truffle, she's a proven galloper. And you can't forget Suave Fella, he always powers home. I mean, that's like...
Can't choose between the horses you love? Bundle all the runners you love in the one price. And if any of them win, you win with Tab's Bundle Bet. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
The champions of racing face off for one last day at Schweppes All-Age Stakes Day, Saturday, April 15 at Royal Randwick. Celebrate the finale of the Sydney Carnival with the Group 1 Schweppes All-Age Stakes and Moet and Chandon Champagne Stakes. Buy your tickets to experience hospitality and entertainment that can only be found in Sydney. Visit www.theatc.com.au.
Be part of Victoria's premier weanling and broodmare sale, the Inglis Great Southern Weanling and Bloodstock Sale, June 18 to 21 at Oaklands, Melbourne. Entries close Friday, April 21. Info and entry forms at inglis.com.au.
This station endorses the Commercial Radio Code of Practice, which has been registered by the Australian Communications and Media Authority. The code has recently been revised and a new code is in place. Content on this station is regulated by the code. The code covers areas such as material not suitable for broadcast, news and current affairs, Australian music, live-hosted entertainment and the promotion of gambling during live sports. You can obtain a copy of the code by contacting this station or from the Commercial Radio Australia website, commercialradio.com.au.
Punters Postmortem talks carnival racing Tuesday morning at 9.
It is Racing HQ. Welcome back to Sky One and Sky Sports Radio. Our listeners and viewers, we're up to looking at Doomben now. It's fine and a good four. The penetrometer 5.1 and the rail at 6. Race 1, takeout number 6. Race 2, the scratching is number 5. The third takeout 10, 11, 14 and 15. Race 4, 1 and 5. Race 5, 13 and 14. Race 6, the scratchings at Doomben are 3, 6, 14 and 18. Race 7, the two emergencies, 17 and 18. And race 8, 4 and 13 are the two scratchings. And up there, Michael Maxworthy. Good morning to you, Maxie. Happy Easter.
Yeah, happy Easter to you too, Andrew. We've got a terrific 8-race card at Doomben today. Featuring some pretty talented horses that might be heading towards the Winter Carnival, which gets underway in a few weeks' time. The weather absolutely spot on, and as you mentioned, it's fine. We are on a good four with a possible upgrade.
Okay, we seem to have lost Andrew there at the studio. Michael, it's Hamish just picking it up there. We'll head back to the track shortly. Race number one. We've got number one. Last side here, taking a look at the favourite though, 2 Tony Mayers, $2.30. 6 Caracabel is out. We've also got 9 Scarlet Poet under $10 at $8.50. The others in the market, 3 Speedy Gonzales at $5, 4 Surface Tension at $6.
All right, well, I'm with number 2 here, Tony May, with the scratching of Caracabel, who was probably going to be the second or third favourite. Makes things easier now, I feel, for Tony May, who ventures to town for only the second time. She's been perfectly placed by her trainer, Paul Jenkins, on the sunny coast. I think the time's right to test her on a Saturday. She just got back a little bit far last time out over the mile. Clearly at the end of it, when she was only just held out by any more, I think that indicated that she wants something further now, and she's getting 2,200 metres. She will relax in the early part and come with a strong run. So we're with 2 Tony May to beat number 3 Speed Gonzales, number 10, Nalumbo, who's the likely leader here, and then number 9, Scarlet Poet. 2, 3, 10, and 9 in the first.
Okay, we move to race number 2 this afternoon at Doomben, and with Tab Fixed Odds here in the 2-year-old, Capital Gain. They're talking about the JJ Atkins and other group races here, Maxie. It's $2.20 over Snitz at $3.80.
Yeah, they've got a bit of a rap on him, and rightly so. The only thing with Capital Gain is, so far, in 3 starts, you can clearly see the penny hasn't dropped with him. What he's doing now is on raw ability, and he cost himself a victory last start at Doomben, and that was about 5 weeks ago. Since then, I think he was sent to the paddock for a few days, but he's back here today, hopefully a little wiser, but he can really gallop this guy, and I've got no hesitation in putting him in on top, number 2, Capital Gain. To beat 3 Smiths, probably troubled by the wide gate. I think the wide gate last time out at Doomben went third behind Ingus Rose cost him. I think had he drawn in, he would have won that day, but again, he's got to overcome the wide. Then 4 Blue Collar Boy resuming. He has plenty of ability. And number 7, 2 or more, gets Jeff Lloyd from a low draw. 2 pretty keen on Capital Gain to beat 3, 4, 7.
A lot of interest in that one. To race 3 over the 1,200, Make My Own Luck, number 1, is the Tab Fixed Odds favourite. It's currently $2.50 over Skate to Paris at $6, and then Mecast, number 6, at $8.
Yeah, we've got 5 last start winners here. However, I'm going for one returning from a spell that's coming off a second, and that's number 1, Make My Own Luck. I think clearly this 2-year-old filly, trained by John Zilke in Toowoomba, has the best form lines. She won a first start, then she ran second to Champ Elect, who ran in the Magic Millions. She was then second to Hootson, and then second to the very smart Snitzcraft at the Sunny Coast. She's drawn awkwardly today. She doesn't have a lot of tactical speed, so I'm expecting her to probably be 3 wide, hopefully with a little bit of cover. So I'm going with the horse I think is the quality here. Number 1, Make My Own Luck. To beat 6, Micah. She was very good at her race debut at the Sunny Coast. Did a bit of work leading. She was joined 200 out, and then drew on to score by over a length. She looks to box seat here from the good draw. Then the 8, pricing power for Clary Connors. The alley could be a problem, but I think she's got speed if they decide to put the foot down at the start. Then number 5, Laura's Star. She's got plenty of gate speed, and she's going to look one of the big chances turning into the straight. But Make My Own Luck, number 1 to run them down to beat 6, 8 and 5.
Race 4, the Ascot Green Carnival High Tea. Something for you, Maxie, to enjoy this afternoon. This race over the... Yes, 1,050. Tumbler. Glenn Munsey's just left me here in the OB van. Opened 2.10 this morning with Tab Fixed Odds. It's now $1.90, Maxie.
Yeah, I think that's getting a little bit silly, but Tab did offer some good prices earlier in the week about Tumbler. The only reason why I say that is because she has no tactical speed whatsoever, and she's probably going to be giving them something like 6 lengths start coming towards the home, Ben, and we know horses like that, they can find bother, but if she sees the slightest bit of daylight, she'll be through like a shot out of a cannon. She's a very talented Tumbler, just needs a touch of luck, number 12. Brad Pengelly really rides 54, but he wants to continue his association with this mare. 12 to beat 3, Sony Legend. Now, this guy's very good fresh. Then his form starts to fall away, so we've got to get him early. I've got him here as the Quinella. 2, Straturbo for Gary Portelli. Gary sends him to Doomba because he loves it here. 5 goes this track and distance. 2 wins, a second and a third for Straturbo. And then 7, Lady Jet Setter. She's going to lead here with no weight on her back. And Tegan Harrison, 12, 3, 2, 7.
Love the fifth race, Acutus 3-year-old plate here. Our BB, number 10, is the favourite at 2.40. Candica the next at $2.90. Deep Image at 7. And Reeling comes back at $18 going forward to a derby preparation. How do you see race 5?
Oh, look, this is a highlight. I mean, we're always talking about these 3-year-old open handicaps on a Saturday being a highlight. This is just another one of them. We know the huge spook on our BB, and rightly so. She met a lot of these horses last start, literally gave them a galloping lesson. She got back, she beat them in 2 strides. Again, a little like Tumbler, she needs things to go her way, and they've gone her way at the last 3 starts. So that's the only little negative I've got with her, if she gets held up or whatever around this tight-turning Doomben track. But I've got her on top here, 10 our BB. No claims today, so Beck Williams can't claim 3 in this race. To beat number 9, Candica. Now, I don't know that she's that much inferior to our BB. Her last 2 wins have been terrific, Candica. In particular, last start when she was obliged to race 3 deep off a let-up, and yet she was still too good for them. She's going to need luck here from the wide gate, but she is good. And then I've got the 5 in, Bold Shot. Now, he ran 6 behind our BB last start, but he was trying to get a run out 200 metres, but the gap didn't open. And I reckon if it opened, he'd probably run 2nd. So he's going to be there to pounce again. And then 8, my big roughie for the day, Manias. I think ridden quietly can lob into a hole at a big price. Terrific 3-year-old race. A lot of these will be heading towards some of the 3-year-old races during the carnival. So watch it closely. 10 RBB on top of Candica, then the 5 and the 8.
10, 9, 5 and 8. Manias is 51 and $8.50 at this stage, the place with Tab Fixed Odds. To race 6 at Doomben today, a Class 3 plate. Down the bottom, 16 Marabelle's, the Tab Fixed Odds favourite at $4. Bowl Peak at $5.50 and Elsia at $7.50, along with number 10, Ironborn.
Yeah, these Class 3 plates, you've got to study the handicaps and what have you, and I think the one that's very well in and that is most likely to go more forward than a lot of these, say more forward, I mean in terms of grade, I think she could win better class races, is the 16 Marabelle, a filly by Mossman, raced by the Morans. She's 3rd up today. I thought her win at Ipswich last start on the 23rd of Feb was exemplary. Didn't beat a lot, but it was the way in which she did it. Very deep turning into the straight, but picked them up in a couple of strides. She's since had a barrier trial. Now, it says she ran 7 of 7 behind Deep Image, but she's ran 4th. Clearly, she's finished 4th in that trial, never tested by Jimmy Orman. She gets back. She'll need a little bit of luck in the big field, but she's pretty good, and I've happily got her on top, 16. To beat number 10, Ironborn, has been racing well. Last start chased the very smart Dreams of Plenty. One Bold Peak, his win at the Sunny Coast was very good, went on speed. And I'm expecting him to be in the first 3 or 4 here today. And then 7 Alcea, the likely leader. This is harder, but he is going for 3 wins on the trot, and he will lead. 16, 10, 1 and 7.
The second last at Doomben's, the Sky Thoroughbred Central. Siegfried, number 5, is the Tab Fixed Odds favourite at $4. Fiery Heights at $6.50. And Jopar, the next one, at $7, along with Beatniks, number 6.
It's the open handicap. Familiar faces lining up, Andrew, but it's the race that I found most difficult today. Quite a few of these are backing up from Toowoomba Cup Day. They ran either in the Wheatwood or in another race on the card. I'm looking at the Toby Edmonds runners who are backing up, and I'm giving the 14 Fiery Heights the nod here. He drops 3.5 kilos on his fourth placing behind Quatronic in the 1,100-metre race last Saturday in Toowoomba. I like him back to 1,350. I like him on the minimum handicap and the low draw. To beat number 8, Feltro. Now, he's very good fresh, this fella. Last time he was first up, he ran third in the Recognition Stakes behind Cylinder Beach, and he had the same weight as Cylinder Beach and wasn't beaten that far. Don't know how he's going. He hasn't had a public barrier trial. But on that last first-up run, you've got to give him a big chance, Feltra. Then number 4, Joker. Wide in a fast-run race, but kept on strongly last start. Looks to map beautifully here from a good gate. Then what have we got? Number 5 in the mix to Siegfried. Just a little worried about him on the backup. He's had a couple of very tough runs, but he's got the inside alley in Jeff Lloyd. 14, 8, 4 and 5.
And the last at Doomben, race 8, we've got 2 Ruling Force and 3 Dance of Heroes, both at 4.60, and just behind them, Maxi, is 10 Slidini at $4.80.
Very keen on the chances of a 2 here at that price, so that $4.60 Ruling Force. Here's another one backing up from Toowoomba Cup Day. He won the mile up there, beating Blue Jest. It did work out beautifully for him. There was a lot of speed, and he was able to tuck in behind. He wanted to overrace a little bit, as Ruling Force can do, but he was just far too good for them. Went away to win by 2.5. Bit of a tricky alley for him today, but I don't mind it with this guy because he can come out of the gates at the mile from gate 12, take his time to cruise over. I'd like to see him lead. If he doesn't, he'll be in the top 3. I think he'll give a really good kick, Ruling Force, and he has backed up okay on a 7-dayer in the past quite well. So 2 Ruling Force to win the last, to beat 3 Dance of Heroes. He'll go forward, make good use of that gate. Then the 10 Slidini. Well, he's been in the top 4 at his last 7 starts, so he'd be brave to leave him out. And then Kaiser Franz, one of the big price. He ran 9th first up, but red when the gates released, and then no clear running at all in the home straight. He might lob into a hole at a bit of a price today, Kaiser Franz. But 2 Ruling Force to win the last, Andrew, to beat 3, 10 and 7.
Sounds like he could be one of your best.
Yeah, I'm going to go each way on him in the last at that price. Race 8, number 2 at Doomben.
Race 8, number 2. We'll hear you through the day on Sky Thoroughbred Central. Appreciate your time. Thanks a lot, Maxie.
Okay, thank you for that, Andrew. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Michael Maxworthy there previewing Doomben. Sky Racing 1 won't be too far away from leaving us for another of New Zealand races, but we are going to now look towards Kembla. It's fine down there. A track is a soft 7. The rail's out 7 metres from the 1,100 to the winning post and 5 the remainder. The scratchings, race 1 is clear. Race 2, take out 7 and 8. Races 3, 4, 5 and 6 are clear. Race 7, the scratchings are 4 and 8, and race 8, number 5. And I should have reminded myself about that late scratching the boys mentioned earlier. Race 1, number 12, Strom, came out at just after 8 o'clock. A late scratching at Kembla, race 1, number 12. Wayne Harris, good morning to you, mate.
Good morning, Andrew. And I can tell you we've got an improving day here, an improving track, and not big fields here today, but pretty tight racing, I think.
All right, let's hook into the mate. How do you see the first race here over the 1,000 metres for the two-year-olds?
I've got 6, 4, 1 and 2. Peter Snowden and Paul, the team there, have got a good hand here. I think they've got 3 runners. I like this horse, Allied Power. He's only had the 2 career runs, beautifully bred horse, raced by the China Horse Club of Newgate and their group. Now, his debut run at Rose Hill, he was beaten 2.5 lengths, run 6th of 9, but Tarina Bayan, he ran some pretty smart ones there. Then he went to his next start at Canterbury and led them up on a heavy 9, and he got very tired the last little bit. He was put away after that. He's had a very quiet trial on the all-weather, hard to get a guide on it recently there at Warwick Farm, but I think he might be also a bit of class, so luck in running, I think he can win. I think the main danger is number 4, Penderlock. She did a good job here. She was very impressive on debut a couple of weeks ago here at Kembla. She was green. She was very determined. She went through along the inside where it probably wasn't the best place to be on that occasion, so I think there's improvement in her. Now, one more than Samba ran second to her on that occasion, and that was a huge run. He got back, he was wide, and he really attacked the line. He wasn't wanted in the marker on that occasion, so it just had me a little bit worried there, but that was a terrific run. And the Woodhouse spot runner, A.C. Tian, who has had 2 placings and trials on very heavy tracks, hard to get a guide on this fella. But watch the market here, but I thought he'd be very hard to beat the Snowden runner, 6-4, 1-2, and that was Allied Power.
And currently 5.50 with Tab fixed odds. Race 2, a Class 1, Lipstick Lover, number 1, the shorty at $2.50.
It's a Query horse here. It's having its first run for Peter Roble, formerly trained in Queensland by Tony Gollan. Lipstick Lover's form up there was quite good. Now, looking at its first up form, it didn't do anything. It's only first up run before, but its form did improve after that. Now, since coming down to Peter Roble, did run second in a trial at Ramwick on a very, very heavy track behind Fabrizio and some open class horses. So wasn't really knocked around on that occasion from the inside draw. Very, very hard to beat. I believe the danger probably comes from number 4, Exotherm. It's one that's been placed its past couple of starts. I think it's been looking for the 1,200, which will get here today. So we go to number 2, the Colonel. He hasn't been beaten far in his most recent runs. I think he'll be a player. Then we go down to number 6, Allura. Another one that's been racing okay without winning. So 1, 4, 2, 6.
1, 4, 2, and 6 there. Race 3, a maiden handicap. Soiree, number 7 for Godolphin, is the fixed odds favourite here at Tab, $3.40.
I think it'll be very hard to beat, too. But I switched around the other way, 6, 7, 5, and 2. I think most of my tips here today, if you Cornella them up, I think we'll go very close to getting them, Andrew. Now, number 6, Polar Set, has got race fitness on its side. It was a terrific run first up here in the heavy just recently. It was never, ever on the track, but kept coming. And its two runs last preparation were quite good, one of them being at Warwick Farm, where it was just behind the place getters there. So, all could draw. I think it'll take a bit of beating. But number 7, Soiree, deserves to be favourite, I guess. Length has gone the first time, resuming from a spell here today. It's had 3 trials to ready it. It's only ever had the 1 career run, and that was a good 3rd on the Beaumont track, and that was sort of back towards 3/4 way through last year. So it's hard to say. You don't watch the market with the Godolphin horses because it's very hard to get a lead with them, but it's going to be very hard to beat, I think, here today. 5 School Fee, resumes from a spell here today. It has run well fresh before. It's in the Stute Yard, bears watching. I thought number 2, Galoob, one of the 2 Brenda Markle runners in the race, hasn't trialled since last October when it showed a bit of speed, run okay in a trial. Well-bred horse from the inside draw. I think we've got to consider it. One, watch the market for this race. 6-7-5-2.
Race number 4, a maiden over the 1,400 at Kembla. Native American, number 8, is the fixed odds favourite at Tab, $2.80.
Yeah, it'd be hard to beat 2 draws on this way. 4, 8, 1, and 3. I like number 4, which is Sahara Eagle. Now, on debut here at Kembla in January, he went second to Royal Navy. He went to town and won after that. Run down to the latter stages. His next run, he went to Wyong. He's probably a little bit tired after that. He struck a fair bit of trouble in running. Now, he resumed on the back of a trial win, and he ran in the Gosford Guineas on a soft track recently, and he's probably just outclassed there. So back to a provincial grade maiden here. I think he's going to take some beating, but he will get a fight for number 8, Native American. She's a filly that's only had a 2 career runs. She's improving with each run. A strong debut run at Goulburn recently. That was in a benchmark race, then improved and just beaten at Wyong in a maiden. So I think he could easily win the race for sure. Number 1, LVR, he's been placed 6 of his 11 starts. He normally leads the box seat. He's hard fit. He'll look the winner for most part of the race. It's whether he can hold off another thing. And 3, Rock and Red Rocket, up to 1,400 metres here. Needs every bit of that 1,400 metres too. 4, 8, 1, and 3.
To race 5, a benchmark 60. Number 2, Man of Colours, the favourite at 380. Just the favourite, though, over 6, Crafty Tycoon at 4. And 1, Peter John at 440.
I've gone 2, 5, 4, and 6. I like Man of Colours from the inside draw, and he goes well for Aaron Williams, the boy who's claimed the 4 here. He's a very, very honest horse. You've always got to throw him in, and from that good draw, he should get a good run from there. I think one a bit of value, number 5, Lost a Sock. I think getting up to 1,400 metres here, I expect an improved run from here. He had some very, very good city runs to his credit last preparation, a couple of those highway races. And if he can find his old form, I think you've got to throw him in there, and he is good value. Number 4, Ready, Set, Sing. It's another one that's been around the money in most recent runs. It's got good soft track form as well. And Crafty Tycoon, they keep coming for this horse. He's well backed on every occasion. Just finished behind the place, but it's his last 3 or 4 starts. I just don't know how to work him out, but I've got to throw him in the numbers. 2, 5, 4, 6.
2, 5, 4, and 6 there to race number 6, a benchmark 65. Pretty tough race this on the market. Star of the Ring, number 3 at 420 over Nimrod at 480.
Oh, I got written on the top of my page, you must be reading a very tricky race. I've left the favourite out here. I might change when we get to the track, but I went 1, 2, 6 and 8. I think the Query horse here, the key to the race, is number 1, Monasterio from the Waller camp. Chad Lever rides here. He's only a lightly raced horse, very, very game last preparation. He's a city winner, won his maiden at Canterbury. Now, he resumes here at 1,600 metres on the back of a couple of trials. He did win his last trial. He found the line very well on that occasion. So I just watched the market with him. If they want him here today, he's going to be very hard to beat and has won at his only run on a soft track. I think he's got a little bit of class, this bloke. I think number two, Never Back Down. Getting to the 1,600 metres, at his best, he could win the race. He had some very, very good city runs to his credit last preparation, and he'll race up on the pace and be very, very hard to run down. Other chances, I thought number six, Thunder Ray, would hit form at the right time. He's going okay. And the other one I threw in was the bottom one here, number eight, Vane Elaine. She goes very well here at Kembla. She's got awful second up form, really, but her first up run here on the heavy recently was quite good. I might change the numbers when we get to the track, but for me, 1, 2, 6, 8.
Race 7, a maiden over the 1,600. Celebris number 2 is $2.80, out of wedlock at $3.60, and Usina at $4.80.
I've left the favourite out again here, Andrew. I don't know how close the mark I'm going to be, but I've gone 1, 5, 6 and 7. I thought number 1, Avanzetta from the Waller Camp. She's only had the 2 career runs. She's stepping up at 1,600 metres, where I think that will really suit. She really hit the line very, very hard the last run there at Newcastle over the 1,400. She's only lightly raced and hasn't had a great deal of luck. So I think she finds a race that she can win here today. I'll throw number 5, Newcena, in. She's another one that hasn't had a great deal of luck. She went around in the Adrian Knox the other Saturday. So she's coming back to provincial maiden class here. She's another one that attacks the line, and she needs luck in running, though, but she's normally finishing off quite well. I thought number 6, Out of Wedlock, a bit of odds here. Good run in a strong maiden its last run. Les Bridges has been spacing.